Blog Talk Radio.
It's okay. I'm good.
Go!
Bring the women and the cars out. Let's have a toast and celebration, get a glass out. And we can do this until we pass out.
Let it stay, let it go away.
Yeah.
We won't come down until we hit the ground.
Yeah,
pass out.
Yeah, I'm in charge now. I'm a star and I brought my car down. I live a very, very, very wild lifestyle. And Audrina, eat your heart out. I used to listen to you, don't wanna bring arms out. I've got so many clothes, I keep some in my aunt's house. Disturbing London, baby, we about to branch out. Soon I'll be the king like Prince Charles. Yeah, yeah. And there ain't nobody fresher. Semester to semester, raving with the freshers. 20 light bulbs around my table and my dresser. CLC compressor, just in case I don't impress her. Say hello to Dexter, say hello to Uncle Fester. Got them gazing at my necklace and my crazy sun protectors. G-shots, I got a crazy dumb collection. Haters, I can't pick and resist. Yeah, yeah, we bring the stars out. We bring the women and the cars out. Let's have a toast and celebration, get a glass out. And we can do this until we pass out.
Let it stay, let it go away.
Yeah.
We won't come down until we hit the ground.
Pass out. Say bonjour. I never got to fly on a Concorde. I've been Southampton, but I've never been to Scunthorpe. I'm crazy with the kicks, call me Jean-Claude. I'm about to be a bigger star than my mum for. Cause every day I got a groupie at my front door. Now I drive past the bus I used to run for. Where's my clap? Where's my encore? I walk alone, cause I was born alone. I chucked her just for fun, I'll never ever call a phone. I leave her in the club, I'll never ever walk her home. D.O. the foundation, I'm the cornerstone. I'm pretty famous, I'm still unknown. And if your son doesn't, I bet your daughter knows. Check out my visual, check out my audio. Extraordinary yo, hope you enjoy the show. Yeah, we bring the stars out. We bring the women and the cars out. Let's have a toast and celebration, get a glass out. And we can do this until we pass out.
Let it stay, let it go away. We won't come down until we hit the ground.
Pass out. Been a cheeky boost, man. Look at all the drama we started. Now I'm in here laying on my back, singing DJ. What's the give me one more track?
Let it stay, let it go away. It won't come down until we hit the ground.
You're listening to Lush Radio Online. Lush Radio Online.
Well, you already know what you're listening to, so I'm going to tell you who you're listening to. Lush Radio Online, your girl Lushy Lush, live on the line. And you already know, man, the world is in the brink of chaos right now. I mean, it's crazy right now. Political leaders are getting attacked. They're getting spit on. They're getting threats, all because of this reform and reform bill, this health reform bill that Barack Obama just passed. What are your pros and cons about the bill? What do you think? You got a lot of racism coming out, and it's coming out really bluntly now because of this whole situation. Call in at 347-826-7722 because tonight it's going down. We're also going to have special guest Bangham Smurf calling in at 7 o'clock tonight. And also we implore you to go check out the hot promo video from Welcome to Marcy. Go to YouTube right now and go and type in Welcome to Marcy and check out the hot video, and you'll see me and Future Guru live on the video, and you can see behind the scenes. Salute to Paula Perry for definitely doing great, excellent editing out there. Vinny Idol along with Dutch, along with Gita K and AK Chop, and I am Justin Case. The whole movement, man. Definitely salute to all of Marcy. On top of that, definitely shout out Ohana Shop, our sponsor, Strictly Blunt One, Capital Customs, and Diverse Media Group, LLC. Make sure you log on www.lushvideoonline.com and click on the tab that says Listen to Lush Radio. We ought to go to phone lines and see if we can hear our wonderful co-host, the one and only Future Guru. What's up, fam?
Yeah, Jersey in the building. You know, go log on. Go to log on to YouTube and just type in Welcome to Marcy. You're going to see everything we did out there. Shout out to Money Al. Shout out to Dutch, AK Chop, and GDK. Shout out to Jersey, Lazy K. You already know Niagara Falls. All my people in Cleveland, Cleveland Diva, you already know, and OhanaShop.com, AP the Mayor, you already know. I am Break Bread, and B Bonds, go to BBonds.com. He got a new video on YouTube featuring Nico, who's a producer and also director. So you're going to see Out Here. All you got to do is go to YouTube and type in Out Here featuring Nico, N-E-A-K-O. So that's my shout-outs. What's good, Lush? Shout-out to Ebony and Cookie, you know how we do. Nah, we do. That's that team right there. We doing it real good.
Man,
cool.
You know what I'm saying? I'm digging in the scene. You know, I'm still, you know, trying to get back after the after effects of, you know, rocking it out for my birthday weekend, you know what I'm saying, last week,
I
man.
I enjoyed you. Jersey loved having you. You know, Marcy loved having you. We were working, but, you know, we got our job done. You know, we got some people behind us. We got a situation in the making with this Chop. You know, AK Chop is here. You know, GDK is here. It's Marcy, the Marcy family. You know, it's really going down. So if y'all need us for the photo shoots, on my word, everything, it's an Entrepreneur Wednesday night. Y'all could book Lush for photo shoots. I already made that happen, and we're getting paid for it. So we're not taking shorts. I got some numbers to throw at y'all. It's real simple. I won't throw them out on the phone right now, but it's affordable, and it's the best promotion you're ever going to have right now because Vinny Idol already rocking with us. And we ain't promoting no junk either. Get at us.
Word up. Like, how we just put up a video, right, and it already went from the first day, 800, and I asked for 1,500, and we on 16. Come on now.
Buzz
Get out of here.
Hey, I don't believe it, man. It's really going down. I just got off the phone with Chop. I just got off the phone with Dutch. If you go look at the on YouTube and do this, type in, Welcome to Marcy. Photo shoot. That's the special that Paula Perry did, the director of the video. She did a special for Lush, and that features Lush and the photo shoot we did. And she was hired and booked, and it's a done deal. They loved it. Shout out to the whole family over there. They really treated us really good. Hospitality at its finest, man. Y'all need to go check that out over there, man.
For real,
right, bro. You can't. You know what I mean? Act right now. Just go.
That's what it is. And salute to all our past guests for these past couple of weeks. All our past guests, we definitely want to salute them. Like I said, man, we're talking about this health reform bill. Now, everybody knows they were talking about it on 106 and Park and everything. Barack Obama has been having a lot of pressure put on him to pass this bill about, you know, health reform, you know, and just insurance in general. You know, a lot of people are denying people because of pre-existing illnesses and stuff like that, you know, and this bill is supposed to basically take care of you if you have a pre-existing, you know, situation going on. And then also on top of that, you know, is other situations that are definitely going on with people with this whole Barack Obama situation. Like, they're basically saying that in the bill, from what I've heard and what I've seen on there, that if you don't have insurance, you're going to get fined. So I'm wondering, like, if you're homeless or you're going through situations and you can't afford it, you know what I'm saying, what is really going to happen? Now, they passed the bill, but at the same time, there's some kinks inside of there, you know, and that's what I'm worried about. Now, politicians right now at the moment are getting threats, death threats. They're getting, you had one senator that was down south that actually got his pipes. I guess either the sister or him, don't quote me on this, got the pipes snipped off because of the whole situation like that. They're actually spitting on some of the Democrats out there. Like, I mean, it's really crazy right now, and I'm starting to see more and more racism come out. Actually, I spoke to Cookie. We overheard a situation where they said that in a Walmart, they told all the black people to get out of the store. And then another, while I was listening to Michael Bazin earlier today, they actually had this one gentleman was saying that basically he didn't want the black people to use the bathroom. He basically told them that they had to use the bathroom outside or some sort. You know, they had to basically use the bathroom downstairs in the basement. I'm like, I thought we kind of like, you know what I'm saying, were beyond that, you know. I thought we were beyond that. I thought we changed. I thought, you know, we're better than that, you know. Like, that doesn't make sense. It's a lot of chaos going on right now, and we really, really need to talk about this. Like, this is nonsense. Why are we going back and we're supposed to be moving forward? How you think about that, Guru, before I open up the lines?
Well, I mean, I'm going to go into the little specifics of the bill, man. Particularly one thing, I'm just interested in the bill for business. Like, I'm a business owner. This is an entrepreneur show, so I do have more interest in it, like, than normal. Like, I do, you know, that feel that everybody should and deserve health care. Now, whether that's looked at, this bill is just saying everybody gets health care. No state is allowed to deny you. So it's, even if you have a battered wife, or that's, some people can deny you for being a battered wife. Like, they can deny you. Cancer, they can deny you. Now they can't deny you. So basically, you get a, this is why there's outrage in some conditions of what they can, people look at, or who are those people that fall into that category. They're looking at black people, and they're looking at a different, whole other different type of category to, for people to get outraged about absolutely nothing without giving the bill a chance. So you gotta, this venom is only be created through controversy and a bunch of political, I would call it mediocre, because I don't get into the politics like that. I really do need to know about it affecting my business, and I'm going to look into it and research it, but I can't help the show tonight as far as 10 things you need to know about the healthcare bill. So I could read one for you. The first one is, I'm just saying, then we can open up the lines however you want to do it. I read one of them. The first one is, and I'm just going to give you title for title, but it is, insurance companies would no longer be allowed to deny coverage to people based on their past medical history. That is a frontier level type of bill. Like, that was unheard of years ago. So that's one thing you're going to have to say, well, I don't agree with that, I don't agree with that, don't agree with that, don't agree with that. This is where the controversy stirs up in that. So everybody just look into it first before you start finding out. Like, we getting judged now just because of we falling into certain categories. So whatever. Just look into it for yourself so you know what to do for you and your family. That's what I'm feeling. That's how I'm feeling right now. Go with what's best for your family. Read into it, coverage, and get the best coverage you can. Look into every part of your family, dental, the prescriptions, eye care, your health care. You know, this is regular stuff people get checkups for, dog. Go at it, yo. You better. You better find out if your child could go to the dentist, you know, and get it in.
That's real talk. And also, I think they have another situation. I don't know, Google, if you see, about the medication, because we were having so many problems with the elderly and just, you know, medication being covered, you know, in the past.
Well, I mean, this is important, man. We looking at us wanting the best. This bill is something that's a groundbreaking thing. Like, nobody gets the non-coverage. You never heard of nothing like that, but you wonder what's the repercussions of it? Hey, I need to do some research. I don't got no answers. I ain't no actuary stat person like that for that. I need to know if I could walk in and get some damn help. I'm a street dude, man. I can't walk my dude in there bleeding, leaking, whatever, anything. Like, yo, nobody's going to see me? No. I'm going to get right to you, dog. Nobody wants to be in the emergency rooms and all that. Come on, man. Keeping it real tonight.
Hey, yo, Google, crazy. Now, one other thing they said, that basically Barack Obama signed an order about abortion, right? Basically, they don't want the the money to go towards abortions and stuff like that. But we're going to go ahead and open the line up. I think we have our girl, our program manager, Cookie, live on the line. Cookie, what's up, Cookie?
Hey, what's going on?
Hey, Cookie. We talking about this whole 240. I'm going to open the line up for you also, 240, in a quick second. Cookie, man, how do you feel about this whole reform and this chaos that's going on right now, sis?
Well, I just think that it's crazy, and I didn't even know it was that serious until today when I watched the news. I think that everything is just getting out of control. It's getting out of hand, and the racism, you know, is just increasing, and I think the violence is just going to get worse. As far as the health care bill, I heard that there were some good things and some bad things about it, and, you know, but I don't know. It's just crazy of what's going on, and I'm just, you know, keep watching the news to find out what else is going on, you know?
It's really crazy. It's crazy because at the sense we feel like, you know, we've been moving up as a culture, just in general, just as a America itself. And this ain't like we about to go back to the days when they said only certain people could drink at this water fountain. Only certain people could use the bathroom. All because of a bill? I think that's idiotic. I think that's crazy. I think that's they said a lot of you know, Caucasian people, a lot of people have been going to the gun store to buy guns. You know, apparently, allegedly. So I'm trying to figure out, is this about to be a civil war? What's good? Because I got my bulletproof vest in the house. Good. You know what I'm saying? What's really going on? Let me open up the phone to this caller right here. Caller from the 240. You're live in the building on Lush Radio online. We're talking about this health care reform. What's your opinion? What you think about it?
Well, I just wanted to say that to every bill and every law, there's a good thing in it, and there's bad things in it. And I think the reason why most of the Republicans and people are getting upset is because they already have the money. They are rich or whatever, and that's going to be more money coming out of their pockets. So because of that, they don't want the government dipping in that. It's going to take away from their food on the table or whatever. And for the people that don't have health care, I think it is a good thing that people will, but then the people who do have health care is going to raise their premium. So, I mean, either way, it's going to affect and be bad for some, but then affect and be good for some. So.
And then we had this other question, y'all. I think it's the senator in Virginia actually signed another thing, kind of like saying that, oh, well, we're not forcing our Virginians to have health care because it's never been done. So, you know, he signed the opposite one, basically saying that they don't have to. So how do y'all guys feel about that situation?
I don't think you should force nobody to have health care. It should be a choice of whether or not they want to, but I think that it should be an option that should be provided for people. But I don't think you can force somebody to have something they may not want, because if you can't afford it, you can't afford it. And as far as them fining people $695 a year because you don't have health care, it's ridiculous.
See, that's my problem right there. With the fining, like, I mean, some people don't have it. Some people don't have jobs. So what do you do with the people that don't have the situation to get health care, but yet they're fined? How you feel about that, Guru?
Well, I mean, if people don't have the money, I mean, I'm sure that this is really why this bill is here. If people don't have the money, it just got to look for alternatives, for options. I don't think there's people out here that don't have money and don't want health care. There's people that don't have money and want health care. That's only who I'm concerned about. I can't really speak for who don't want and got the money. That's kind of it. I don't believe in that, because everybody's going to need some health care. You might have a sick child. You never know if you might get sick yourself. So realistically, I'm a realist. I don't see people out here that don't want health care. Like, I don't see people sitting around saying, I'm not going to the doctor because I don't have health care and I don't want none. I mean, they can't go because they can't afford it. So people, just please get your families invested into this health care thing. just be do the right thing for your grandmother so she can take her somewhere if she need to go. The transportation that's available. People don't even have the transportation to get your doctors or something. Come on.
That's the truth. That's
so you gotta talk. Be smart and research. I'm just telling people research tonight. If you ask me questions, I'm talking about research. I'm going with the research. Research. Hell out of it. Research. Shit. I'm going in. Research.
Oh my God, yo.
I can help it, yo. Go look on Google and find out the 10 things you need to know about the healthcare bill. I mean, go to Bing. I'm on Bing, actually. Shout out to Microsoft, whatever. Give us a check. Shout out to Bing and go to the healthcare bill. It's going to say 10 things you need to know. Go do it, man. I'm not playing with y'all. That's all I got to say, man. I got 10. I got number two is for people who buy their own insurance or for small businesses. So they got some information on there for you. You know, you got to negotiate it with the state.
Okay, I got a quick thing. David Kelly, an economist and chief market strategist of J.P. Mortgage Fund, basically quoted that the most obvious impact of the bill is that it'll increase taxes for upper income Americans, particularly on investment incomes. So a lot of people are saying that it's going to raise more of the taxes on people that are making more money than, you know, us as, you know, regular Americans. So a lot of people are like are very skeptic about it, but my thing is like this, like, at one time, you know they, so basically if they're stating this that everybody is mandatory, so they have to provide a way for everybody to have insurance. So basically they have to create opportunities for like the state insurance for people who don't have jobs and things like that and be able to have them covered. So I'm assuming that they have that in that situation for the people who don't have insurance. But now when it comes to the racism and people, you know, acting irate about this whole situation, what's your opinions about that, Cookie?
Say that again.
And the fact that people acting irate, like, you know, doing different things. Like, remember we were talking about the worker at Walmart who basically told all the black people. But, you know, you have more to it in regards to that situation. Like, how do you feel about that?
I think it's crazy. I mean, it's petty, and I think it's stupid, and it just shows that it's just bringing the racism out of people. It's crazy. It doesn't make any sense for people to be acting like that because of this healthcare reform bill.
Yeah, it makes no. It does. I mean, and this healthcare reform bill has nothing to do with all this nonsense that's going on right now. It makes no sense. Like,
what
people
it is,
are really getting, you know, really acting like they've lost their minds.
Yeah, because, you know, it's crazy.
I'm very saddened that America itself could allow itself to fall into this negativity. I was listening to Michael Bazin, and he had a gentleman that just sounded so irate and so enraged about this bill, and I just seen people's faces just change. People that used to smile, their faces change over this bill. Like, wow. You know, like, a lot of people are, like, really, like, pissed off about this. And just like Guru said, as us as entrepreneurs, how does it affect us as small businesses? Is it saying that small businesses are mandatory to provide health care and stuff like that for its employees? If we have employees, like, you know, that's the question, you know?
Mm-hmm.
You know, so, you know, this is really, like, crazy. Like, and then, like I said, allegedly, it was some people, they said that they were in the gun stores buying guns. So I'm like, are we getting ready for a civil war? Because, I mean, all this outbreak of nonsense over a bill makes no sense. It makes no sense at all. Some people say that it's a victory for us. Some people say it's the downfall of us. And to the rich people, hey, I mean, they need to be paying some kind of taxes. They need to pay some. I mean, it's not hurting their pockets like that. we're hurting every single day as a middle class. And I don't even consider us middle class no more. We like one paycheck away from being poor. You know? You know,
yeah.
So it's crazy. It's crazy right now. You know what I mean? But we're going to go ahead and go to some music, and we'll be right back. We'll be talking about healthcare reform, just insurance in general, just, you know, like the crazy stuff, this crazy stuff that's just going on in America right now at the time. So let us know what you think, and we'll be back. We're going to give you this song from Bad Seed called How to Be a Man, and we'll be back in a second on Lush Radio Online.
Public service announcement.
Uh-huh.
From your nigga, nigga.
Let's go.
One, two.
Woo!
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yo, we back in the building. Lush Radio Online, you know what I'm saying? I was trying to, you know that the thing that we got the premium package now on Lush Radio Online. So like, you can like screen people and stuff, you know what I'm saying? But I ain't know how to come back on. I was fucking around with this shit. But, yeah, that was Bad Seed right there, How to Be a Man. Right now we got the one and only Lyric just joining us right now. Lyric, we've been going hard in the paint. Wonderful, phenomenal artist, up-and-coming artist is live on the line with us right now. Lyric, what's good, fam?
What's going on? What's going on, y'all?
Ain't nothing much. We got,
welcome to the show.
What's up,
we got, man? We got Cookie, our program director on here. And we also got a young lady from the DMV. Young lady, tell us what your name is, sweetie, too. Young lady.
Still on? She's still on.
I don't know. But we're talking about the health care reform, about the craziness that's going on right now with, political officials getting threatened over this health care reform, the pros and the cons, you know. What you think about the whole situation, man? What's going on? What you think about it?
I think it's a beautiful thing, but I also think it's going to take a while for people to get used to. And when I mean people, I mean people that's making a lot of money from the old system, the way it's working, and they just gonna have to find a new way to get bread, which is why they upset.
Yeah, because they done made a lot of money off of us for real. They done made a lot of money off the poor people. You know what I mean? You know, when it comes to this insurance and just in general, like it's ridiculous, man. Do you feel like all this chaos and everything, you know, should be, you know, like it's this, like what's the purpose of the chaos and the threats and stuff over a bill? Like, that's crazy. It don't make sense.
It's money, man. That's what it comes down to. And you know, Obama went in and you know, for right, I mean, how are we a country this rich and wealthy and we still have people that can't afford basic health coverage? So, you know, he went in there and changed things, which is great, but a lot of feathers gonna get ruffled like that. And, you know, a lot of people that's paying, mainly Republicans, you know, I'm you know, just let me put it out there now, I'm not a fan of them. And mainly paying them, you know, paying for their campaigns and lobbying for them and whatnot, now that, you know, he's basically taking money out there, you know, their bread and butter away, this pressure on them to be like, listen, y'all need to jam this up somehow. I was just listening yesterday about how they're gonna try all sorts of ways to gum it up so that this thing either gets slowed up or it doesn't, you know, try to get overturned.
I know that's what I've been hearing also, man. That's what I've definitely been hearing also about this whole situation with this health reform. But see, and another thing they're saying is there's a lot of bugs in it. You know, it's a lot of bugs and different things, you know, going on with this whole situation. Let me go ahead and bring in this other caller and ask them what they think about it. Caller from the 216, that's Ohio. How do you feel about this whole reform situation? What's your name and where you calling from, fam?
Hey, what's going on, Lush?
Is this by Dot Lower B over here?
Yeah, hey, man. I mean, score one for the good folks for the healthcare. I'm definitely glad Obama actually got the healthcare passed for us, because healthcare is killing everybody, especially the poor and the medium folks. I mean, so for us to even get it on an equal field, on an equal playing field, I mean, that's all you can ask for. As I heard someone say, you know, how we a country that's rich and wealthy, but yet people can't even afford health care. So I think that's worth re-election, to be honest.
I want to ask you guys, since you all guys are in different states, man, have you guys have been experienced, I mean, we all know there's racism and stuff like that in the world, but have you guys been experiencing different situations that are kind of like racist? Because we, like I said, I was listening to Michael Bazin earlier, and he stated that, well, actually a caller called in and basically said that their employer told all of the black workers to go downstairs and say that you people have to use this bathroom and stuff like that, you know. And then Cookie also stated there was a Walmart, I guess down south somewhere, and they basically stated that, don't quote us on this, they stated that all the black people need to get out. So I'm sure, have you guys been experiencing or seeing any of, you know, the extra-ness going on out there?
Go ahead, you good.
Just basically, you know, out here in New York, I got a theory with this, that it's not any less racist, just people have to hide it more because we so condensed out here. And basically, there's occasions that we come across, but, you know, it's nothing that's, I've never had anything blatant like that before. Nothing blatant like that before. Only when I do travel outside, when I go down south or something like that, that I'll, you know, maybe give, you know, a couple of comments or whatever the case may be. I just shrug it off, though. Nothing major out in New York yet, anyway.
Okay, and why Dot Loyalty? Have you experienced anything outlandish like?
I'm gonna agree with him. More up north, Midwest, you don't really experience. I mean, you experience it, but it's more undercover. It's not blatant. As my grandma come from the south, so just visiting her in the south and seeing how they truly act towards black individuals, you know, it's definitely a whole 360 when you come up north. So I wouldn't say more of racism. I would say more of pettiness. I would say that.
Yeah.
And I think Cookie, our program manager, has something to say also in regards to the topic. Cookie?
I also watched on the news today that, like, as far as dealing with the health care bill, that they have a health care reform issue as far as sex offenders, where they're trying to decide should they be able to buy Viagra pills.
Mm-hmm.
And if they do, it's going to be coming from our tax dollars. So
yeah.
What do y'all think about that?
Wow.
I look at it from a standpoint. The Caucasian individuals didn't want this to pass, and for whatever reason they didn't. They're gonna try your legislator, your governor. They're gonna try to think of ways to block this from everybody getting health care. I mean, it's gonna happen. I mean, they're gonna come up with stipulations. It's gonna be something. It's not gonna be what Obama intended it to be for. It's going to be stipulations. It's going to get crazy, to be honest.
That's real talk right there. Hey, Guru, how you feel about that?
Yeah, I like what his point was. And I'm just going to say, you can just include, let's say Republicans, the people that's against it, you know, I would safely say that they would be in that position that Wydot just mentioned. But I'm going to ask everybody to, you know, hit that research ding button, you know. And then my thing is look for opportunity, man. Look for a thing to come up. Like, you could start your own company, transportation your people to the doctors and stuff. Get a van. Get yourself going, man. This is your shot, man, in your community, man. Don't play around with being a supplier to people that need medical supplies, man. Do your thing. This is an opportunity for everybody to eat and make some sense of the whole community. Like, develop some roots in your community to help your friends, aunt, get to the doctor, whatever. This is healthcare.
Yeah.
So we're talking about major factors and people that can network in and plug their way in. This is an industry that people don't make, but they make billions of dollars. Who do you know that can say they're a medical supplier that make $3 million a year? Somebody could do that. 10 people could do that starting tomorrow. I'm just letting that out there. I really can't get into it no more, but look for a way to come up. Like, but there is.
Hold on, was somebody on the bathroom?
Somebody using a medical device in the bathroom.
Yo, Lush, I thought.
Somebody on the
bathroom. Yo, that's what's up.
Yo, whose baby is that, huh?
They going in. Yo, Lush Radio. Put that on the drop. Make them say Lush.
That was me playing the baby climb. My bad. I'm sorry. I stopped playing with y'all.
Oh, okay.
Hold on. We got a young lady on here. Couture. Couture, you got something to say about the situation also, babe?
Yeah, it's gonna sound opposing to what most of y'all are saying, but I just realized something. I don't like the fact that everybody is screaming Republicans don't want this and Republicans don't want that. That is not necessarily the case, because they were saying that there's a lot of Democrat senators and things that did not vote for this either. So it's not just the Republicans that don't want this thing to pass. And they said that you can go online and see what's based off of your state, whether or not your senator voted for or against it. And that a lot of the senators, the Democratic senators, are trying to hide the fact that they didn't, because when November comes, they don't want to lose their vote. So it's not just about what the Republicans don't want. It's about what a lot of the different political people don't want. So I think that should be taken into consideration. And you should watch who you vote for. Don't just vote for somebody just because they're Democrat or just because they're Republican.
You should do your research.
and on top of that, right, a lot of people say, and quote, that majority black people are Democrats. That's not true. We do have black Republicans.
Very true.
Okay,
very true.
Don't forget that.
Right, exactly.
I think what it really boils down to, if we think about it, like Girl was saying, man, the medical business within itself is a $1 trillion company. I mean,
right.
Insurance companies. It's the insurance companies that's going to take the hit. So, you know, it's not really, you know, the doctors or what. So say it's these insurance companies that's the crooks. It's them that's the foxes. So, you know, of course they don't want to see a bill like this pass. Of course not.
Not at all.
That's like taking away for them. So
It is a takeaway.
Well, I think that it's the doctors, too, because they were saying that in California, they stopped people that are homeless and people that don't have insurance. They stopped them from coming to the emergency room because they wasn't getting paid. So they came up with a new system called T3, which basically for the drug dealers and people that was coming in there, they put them on a program to help them recover and stuff, which I think that part is a good thing. But they're not saying, there are states that are not seeing patients in the emergency room who don't have insurance.
I just wanted to ask a question. If you come to a hospital, I thought you couldn't be turned around no matter what the situation is.
And it's actual
hospital on the state.
Turn people out. Depend on the state. Depending on the state that you live in, you know, you have to know the laws within that state. There are some states that actually do not see patients if they do not have health insurance.
That's crazy.
Yeah, wow. That's true.
You know, that's crazy. I think it's wrong. But, you know, they have that because of the fact that majority of these hospitals, some of them are either private owned or different situations. And, you know, they have their choice due to their bylaws and regulations if they can choose to serve the patient or not, you know.
Right.
And there's no laws passed actually saying that they have to see you, you know. Until like now, until this bill, but I mean, with all this chaos going on, we hope that, you know, the little bugs are taken care of in this whole health reform situation. Also, Attorney General in Virginia was actually sued over the bill. You know, after like 5 minutes after Obama signed the health care bill, Virginia Attorney General Ken and Kali went to Richmond courthouse to file papers to do his own thing.
It's going around. There's a lot of them that are actually suing. And again, it goes back to just to address the Republican-Democratic thing. The reason why I mentioned Republicans is because they're one, the most vocal out of the, you know, opposing groups that don't want this bill. And also, this is all bipartisan politics. So because this thing passed, they're doing stuff like this, like suing, like saying that, okay, if you guys are going to do this, then we're going to have to put a stipulation about sex offenders. It's affecting something that could have a great impact on, you know, our country as a whole, but because of money, a major motivator, you know, and I mean, let's be realistic. Who, not to say that Democrats aren't money motivated, because of course they are. Who is notorious for it? Who they have that the top 5% in their interest.
Wow. And also we have another situation. President Obama signed the executive order that the other afternoon, saying that for banning federal funding for abortions. You know, they kind of ban federal funding for abortions. So what I'm saying is, if you have a young child, right, and she either gets raped or a situation or something happens, right, and she wants to abort the child, you know, and she doesn't have the money, so you're saying that there's no funding?
I don't know.
How do you guys feel about that? I'm going to go down a line. I want to know what you guys think about that. Starting with Guru. Guru, what you think about that? Basically banning the funding, federal funding for abortions. Hey, Guru, you there?
It's going to cause an outrage.
What's too eating? Chicken? What's good?
My answer was it's going to cause an outrage. That's my answer. It's going to spark an outrage.
Yeah.
It's going to spark an outrage.
Yeah.
That's what it is. That's from Guru. Cookie, what do you think about that?
Well, I heard that they are going to fund it unless, you know, they get raped or they have some type of crisis. But
yeah.
As banning it to cut down the cost, then I think that's a good thing, because if you really think about it, people, there are condoms out here and people know to be cautious and it doesn't have to happen, you know, but I think it is a good idea. So
yeah.
Unless it's on a crisis or something, I personally don't agree with abortion at all. I'm not for it. But as far as the bill is concerned to, like, you know what I'm saying, not coming out of our tax dollars, for other people, and it's not on the basis of that, they're fine.
Mm.
Well, what about if it's a young, God forbid, if a young girl gets raped or some situation like that?
That's what it's for them.
Yeah.
For people like them who that gets raped or whatever, unless if it's a crisis, that's when they're going to pay for that. They're not paying for it like how they was before, unless it's in that situation.
Right.
Yeah, that's what I heard on the news today.
Couture, how you feel about that?
I agree with what Cookie said. I mean, I know people that have gotten over 12 abortions and they keep going and going and going like it's nothing. And
wow.
My tax dollars don't need to be wasted on that. I'm sorry. Either you need to have them kids or give them up for adoption.
Mm.
Hold them legs or use a condom, something.
Lurk, what do you think about
together.
That, Lurk?
You know what? I agree with them. It's abortion should not be a form of, you know, birth control. It's irresponsible. You know what I mean? And for extreme cases, yeah, it should. But I gotta agree with that. I'm with that 100%.
That's what it is. We're talking about healthcare reform. If you're just joining us, and we're also gonna have Bangham Smurf. On the show later on at 7 o'clock tonight, Bangham Smurf will be live on Lush Radio Online. But right now, we're talking about this health reform. I mean, what's your pros and cons about the situation? Do you feel it affects you? It doesn't affect you, or are you opposed of it? I mean, and also this racism going on right now, like it's becoming more blunt because of this whole situation. Let's talk about it. Call in at 347-826-7722. Shout out to our sponsors, Ohana Shop, along with Strictly Bump One, Diverse Media Group, LLC. We're here, and I'm about to go to bring this caller in from New Jersey. It seems like it's a New Jersey number. What's up, caller?
What up?
Hey, caller, what's your name?
Ramid.
Your name is what, baby?
Ramid.
Ramid, how you doing, Ramid? How you doing today? Oh, this is Ramid. Salute to Ramid on Twitter. I appreciate you for calling. Ramid, I want to ask you, how do you feel about this whole healthcare reform? And then I'm going to go back to Y.LoyalB. How do you feel about this healthcare reform and the whole situation going on?
The jobs, losing insurance.
Huh? Hello?
The job losing insurance. Like for employees.
Ramid, I still can't hear you, sweetie.
I said people losing their jobs and insurance, health insurance.
Uh-huh.
And employees, because they might cut some of the jobs.
Okay, so are you opposed the new bill that was signed, or are you for it? You know, what do you think about it, Ramid?
That's for everybody. I think it's for everybody. I agree with it.
All right, Ahmed. I appreciate it. Stay on the line with us, Ahmed.
All right.
All right. Why Die Loyal V? What did you think about what we were just talking about in regards to the abortion?
Well, on the whole abortion thing, I mean, I'm never for abortion. So, what I do think it does is an abortion is about what $3,500. That immediately eliminates all those 14, 15, 16 year olds from having babies immediately. Who's going to pay for it now?
Yeah, who is trying to pay for it? I know I ain't.
Right. I mean,
trying to pay for somebody else's baby to be having babies out here, and it's too many of them.
And that's what I think it should cut down on, babies having babies. But at the end of the day, if you can't afford a $3,500 bill to get an abortion, what are your options? Keep your baby, give it up for adoption. I mean, I'm a firm believer of just putting the baby where it needs to be, man. Just give it the best opportunity to grow. So if you cannot take care of a child and you get pregnant at 14, God forbid, please don't let my daughters come home at 14. What I do. But yeah, I mean, as far as the abortion, I mean, you know, I'm all for that. I definitely don't want my tax dollars spent on it. And,
hey, why that love me? You better get that baby, dog.
I'm in party center walking around my daughter's birthday. That's what I'm doing.
Hey, yo, shout out to all the babies making babies. This goes out to you.
Wow.
This goes out to you. Well.
That's ill.
Y'all better get them babies, man. Oh, man. Y'all better close y'all legs out there, man. Y'all better close them legs, because don't nobody got no tax money to be paying for y'all abortion. And shout out to them women that done got their abortions like 12 times, and you can't reap no child again, man. What's good with you? Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, that's
true. You have any insides anymore? Bitch, what's going on with you? Wow. But we're talking about reform. We're talking about the abortion situation that was passed and everything. We're talking about healthcare reform. How is it affecting you in regards to what you're doing? Are you for it? You against it? You know, what's going on with all this outrage and racism, blunt racism, because of this reform bill? What do you think? Call in at 347-826-7722. 7 o'clock, we're going to have Bangham Smurf. I'm going to go ahead and bring this call in. Caller from the 347. You're live on Lush Radio Online. State your piece. State your name and where you're calling from. 347.
Who's that,
Dutch? Who's that? 347.
And why?
347, state your name and where you're calling from. You're live on Lush Radio Online.
Yo, what's good?
Who's this? State your name.
This is H. De Niro, you know, on behalf of the Block Music Group, you know.
Oh, what up, man?
What's up, H. De Niro?
Yeah, what's good? What's good?
What's up, my dude, man? You hear us talking about these political issues out here, man. We got the whole squad on here. We got Cookie, you know what I'm saying? We got Couture. We got Lyric on here. We got Y. Dot Lil B.
Good,
I'm saying? And we got Future Guru, man. So what you think about this whole situation? What you think? What's your opinion?
I mean, the whole thing is crazy, really. You know what I'm saying? Like, as far as the abortion right there, I'm surprised that Obama for signing that, but that's what's up. I guess that's a political move right there. You know what I'm saying? He had to do that. He had to go in on that, you know, but it's crazy, though. You know what I'm saying? And everybody using this racism, you know what I'm saying, the census, especially the census, calling us Negroes, taking us back 60 years. That's funny to me. Them dudes, they wildin'.
Yeah, that's
really
another everybody that's on the line. How do y'all feel about this census, man? They keep doing, if you don't send it back. You know what I'm saying? The whole song and all the song and dance.
Shucking and jiving.
Like, yo, we done been doing censuses for years, and we ain't seen no changes. Can somebody tell me how they feel about census and how they doing the whole dance and juck and jive, dance and sing along about the joint, man? How y'all feel about that, Cookie?
They wildin' out.
It's crazy. say, just one word, crazy. It's just
crazy.
It's crazy, man.
It's crazy.
They got that song stuck in everybody's head and stuff. Like, I'm going to sign this joint down, and it's about to be a whole, like, the whole world going to change. Yeah, right.
Somebody getting a big check.
They want to incorporate hip hop in it because they rapping and everything in that joint. Somebody getting a check.
One thing I know is that a lot of the Hispanics were upset because it said, are you black, Asian, or white? And there was no, like, there wasn't a category for Hispanic or Latino or anything like that. So I know that some people were upset about that because they felt like they were leaving people out. They were trying to single out Hispanics.
Well, you know
what?
This is my opinion on that situation. How could you leave them? How could you leave them out? It's about 50 million of them in like one house. Them cats is the one.
Oh,
the construction.
Oh,
that's is crazy. Left you on a house. Stop saying that.
They do all the construction work. They all majority of them
they build a lot of construction.
They doing all the construction work. I barely see black cats out there doing it anymore.
Yeah, landscaping too.
On top of that, like all of the jobs that we don't want to do, people complain
they
about.
Do.
They do it. They make up. They're the new black. How could you leave Hispanics out?
And they they be on the corner 5 o'clock early, running that car down. To get in there, go to work.
I guess you moved on to something better, you know what I'm saying?
How can you leave?
Yeah, they chasing vans and cars every day down just to go to work.
It's a conspiracy.
Hey yo, it's a conspiracy, man. Yo, I'm for the Hispanics, man. How you not gonna put Hispanics on there, man? Are you crazy? They will chop your head off, son. Real talk.
Yo, they seriously didn't put his facts on
there? Nah.
You're not going to put us on his census? 2010? Are you serious?
Well, I mean, I guess it could have been worse, though. You know what I mean? They calling up Negroes, so they could have put them up there or something else.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I ain't going to go there. This.
Oh,
nor should you.
Heard up, yo. Oh, us back like 3,000 years. What the hell is going on in America, man? Wake up.
America wilding.
Wildin', man.
They bought the legalized marijuana so they can get some of that money, too.
For real,
yo,
man.
Yeah.
They might as well legalize it, man. Stop playing games, man, all around, man.
I heard that they was trying to push that in Jersey, right?
Mm-hmm.
My bad, Les. I just came back to the phone. That was Dutch buzzing in from the 718. That was Dutch. Shout out to Marcy. That was Dutch buzzing me. I just came back to the phone. I heard y'all talking about some buzz, though.
I bet you will listen to that.
Dutch, man. Dutch, I hear you. We got you, man. You gonna 718. Word. I heard y'all.
Yo, Guru, we talking about this.
Man.
This is 2010. They done got them rapping and singing, juck and jiving and all this craziness. But they ain't even put Hispanics on the census 2010. And they the new black people. What's really going on, man? How you feel about the census, man? They talk about all this change. We ain't seen nothing, man. How you feel about that, man?
Hold up, go ahead.
He giving instructions right now, man.
I'm talking to Touch. You know I got big business on this line, yo. This phone is hot, yo. I'm talking to money on this phone, yo. What's good?
Yo, cool, man. What you think about the census, man?
What I think about what? I'm sorry, Lush. I just came back to the phone, baby.
Yo, forget it, Guru. I swear to God, I'm going to beat you up.
I just told you I'm on my other phone with Dutch was on the 718 call.
Yo, okay. I see Dutch.
I'm sorry, baby. I didn't hear the question, Lush.
I said, how do you feel about the census 2010? You know, they don't even have Hispanics.
They're trying to get stats on y'all, so open up a business. That's what I feel. Open up a business. They're trying to get stats on y'all. Don't be a stat.
He right. He right.
Come on, man.
I feel that 100%.
They're trying to be nosy. They trying to be all up in our business, what we doing. How you don't have Hispanics on there when they the new black people. Word up. Like they doing majority of the jobs, man. They the ones own these construction companies and everything. They the ones they never yo, how you not gonna have Hispanics on the census? That don't even make sense.
On time for work.
They retarded, man. I'm gonna go ahead and bring in 718. Live in the bill. 718, you're live on Lush Radio Live. We're talking about, you know what I'm saying, this reform bill. You know, all this racism popping up all of a sudden. What's your pros and your cons? Are you feeling it? You loving it about this whole situation? And also the census 2010. What's the whole juck and jive about the situation? Is this Dutch? What's goody, fam?
I know that's Dutch.
Dutch, what's goody, fam?
Yo, what's poppin', man?
That's what it is right there, man. Good luck on that, bro. Yeah.
That's how you feel about this, man. How you feel about this, man?
I'm saying, man, I think that people just got to step up and stop playing games. Stop acting like they can't do nothing about it. There's a lot of people out there that can. A lot of people want to voice their opinion, but nobody ain't stepping up, raising the bar, you know?
Yeah, that's real right there. What he said is real.
That was real talk right there.
People in power, people that got things lined up in front of them that, you know,
Jay-Z.
Are more fortunate than others to step up and take care, because, you know, that's like small things to them, you know what I'm saying? They out there living life, you know, beyond me, you know?
Diddy, Oprah, Jay-Z.
All
nah,
of them,
man,
everybody.
Man.
I'm talking about all those people.
Everybody's involved. It's a big list.
Everybody who's in corporate America. Anybody with at least 150,000 and better every year, they could donate to stuff like that and step up and say, you know what, we could take care of this because we empowered to do so.
And that's real talk. And see, that's what we talk about all the time on Lush Radio Online, right? You know, we trying to start a revolution. We trying to bring back. You know what I'm saying? They don't tell us about the Black Wall Street. They don't tell us about the Harlem Renaissance. They don't tell us about a time when all of our people came together. You know what I'm saying? Black, white, Hispanic. Yo, we the minorities, man. We the minorities, man. And we can all do it. Every last one of us can own businesses, man. This is Entrepreneur Night on Lush Radio Online. We talking about buying yourself, talking about this bill reform. I employ every last person out there. If you can go out there and buy a midget on your neck that might be fake, I'm able to be fake. I want our guys to take that money and put it into basically a business. Go LLC your business.
Nah, you know,
go
you know I got a shot, Lush. You know I got a shot.
Text. Do what you got to do. And be a businesswoman, be a businessman. Stop working for somebody all the time. Stop being the employee, be the employer. That's the problem. And we keep teaching our children to be the employee instead of being the employer. If you're working for somebody, work for a purpose so you can start your own business and collect your own money. You understand what I'm saying? All this stuff is designed to try to cripple people. You understand what I'm saying? They only give you enough for you to survive. Only enough for you to maintain, but not enough for you to be content. You understand what I'm saying? It's all a game. We like Pinocchio, and they got the strings. Crazy. You know what I'm saying? But you got to think outside the box and step outside the matrix that they're trying to play out here, man. Real talk.
Mm-hmm. Very true.
You know, and that's the situation we did. You can call in right now at 347-826-7722. And definitely, I got to salute my dude, 111. Got to salute my dude, the one and only Dutch. Man, he definitely held us down. Once again, thank you, Dutch. You know what I'm saying? For the whole situation. You know, peace and quality and everything. You know what I'm saying? For my birthday. You know? Definitely, man.
Hey, Chop is here, Lush.
What'd you say?
I said AK Chop is here, man.
Yeah, Chop. What's up, Chop?
Hey, what up, Chop? What's good with you?
YouTube going crazy, huh?
Talk about it, man. I'm listening to the situation she was talking about. My mind was drifting in that mode.
That's good.
I want to hear from AK Chop how he feel about that, because he real, you know what I'm saying, insightful dude, man, when it comes to just talking about politics and the way the world moves and stuff, man.
Wow.
So tell me about how you feel about it, fam.
Well, basically it's what it is black people are running away from themselves. Every time we get a piece of land or we get a piece of money, we go and we invest somewhere else. We never invest back into our home or into our communities. We'd rather put it somewhere instead of putting it into our own. We don't trust our own. We're still William Lynch. We only just came out of being illiterate probably about 35 years ago. Grandmothers were still writing exits on papers to sign their name with checks or having an educated niece or nephew do it. You understand? We've been hit by crack for the last 30 years, so now what they're doing in New York City is they're gentrifying us for real. Like, they worked us for 30 years, so we lost all the strong men to prison and death or maybe addiction or what have you. So now what you're looking at is a bunch of people who were taught to be selfish because now we don't have community centers like we had when I was growing up. So everything is down. Education, they don't put into education. They put into incarceration and subjugation, plain and simple. It's the same program that they ran. They gave us, in the 60s, they seen us moving civilly. They said, we'll give them dope. But we can still function on that shit. I seen a bunch of dope queens function. I mean, it is what it is. They said, we're going to give them coke, but that shit kept people up and working. They gave them crack, and it turned people to zombies. Just destroyed the whole world. You understand? I watched that myself happen. And now these are the ramifications and things that come behind it. You understand? We have 30 years of partying. People had a club party for 30 years of easy money. Now they're sucking it back and everybody's snitching because it's not enough for everybody. When you go to political point, it's the same thing with the money resources. They're not giving it out. So it's like when we get our money, you understand, we go and get a midget on our neck. You understand? We go and buy a car. You understand where I'm coming from? We're going to do everything that depreciates our money instead of building our communities, owning our communities. So everybody that lives in our community becomes our constituents, and we have more political power. If we own our businesses in our community, then we control our community. You understand? Nobody can come in and develop if we own it, if we don't sell out. We're not raised to put our money back in our pocket. You understand? Everybody wants to get fly for everything. You understand?
Right.
It's so crazy. I think people get fly to take a number two. It's that crazy, man.
That's real tough right there. We're going to go to a quick song, and we'll be back on Lush Radio Online. We're live with, you know what I'm saying, the whole squad. We're talking about political issues, just what's going on with our world in general, what's going on with the reform bill, the racism, and just, you know, just the community in general. We need to talk about it, because if you don't, then who else will? Live on Lush Radio Online, man. Get your thinking pads together. Get your pen in your pad. We talking entrepreneurship. How can we rebuild ourselves? How can we do what we need to do to give back to our community? We live in the building, Lush Radio Online. This is me, Lyric, and we'll be back on Lush Radio Online in a quick second.
Yeah.
My flaws and all, the mirror ain't lying, y'all. This is me, this is me, this is me. Try not to let the bullshit get to me. Cause this is me, this is me. How do you wanna live the life that was meant for me?
There ain't a soul on this earth without blemish. We can never be perfect, though we made in God's image. And the life that we living got a limit, so I try to make the best of it as long as I'm in it. Mistakes I'ma make, and it's something I'm okay with. Packaged with a lesson that I hope to walk away with. Ups and downs is something we gotta sway with, us we're gonna drown in the water when the waves hit. A cold world and the times I got colder. Disregarded the angel for the devil on my shoulder. Sometimes selfish, put myself first. Other times I feel zero, ego myself worth. I'm bound to figure it out within this lifespan. And through the trials, I just hope you get to understand. I got a plan, but I am only a man. Hoping I get it right while doing the best I can.
Hey, I don't care what they say. I'm just me at the end of the day. With my flaws and all, the mirror ain't lying, y'all. This is me, this is me, this is me. Try not to let the bullshit get to me. This is me, this is me. How
life that was meant for me.
I'm just trying to live the life that was meant for me. Enjoy my time before God decides to step for me. Multiply my friends, minimize my enemies. While being myself, not something I pretend to be. A kid at heart, but respect me as a man. Expecting me to stress, I recommend you change your plans. I could give a damn where your thoughts of me land. When I'm looking in the mirror, I'm happy with who I am. I'm not sure what you want from me. I guess it's true, misery loves company. It seems easier to judge than to show a little love. So the only thoughts I care about fall from the above. I'm not trying to let the bullshit get to me. I don't recognize the stripes set in front of me. Steering my life to exactly where I wanna be. I just wanna live the life that was meant for me.
Hey, I don't care what they say. I'm just me at the end of the day. With my flaws and all, the mirror ain't lying, y'all. This is me, this is me, this is me. Trying not to let the bullshit get to me. Cause this is me, this is me. How do you wanna live the life that was meant for me?
Yeah, yeah, it's the channel's number one BK Hutstar, your favorite homie, True Son Ali, and I am the voice of Brooklyn. And when I'm in the DMV, you already know who I'm rocking with, Lushy Lush on Lush Radio Online. We got
dial us up on the Lush line right now, 347-826-7722. 347-826-7722.
You heard the man. You need to call in at 347-826-7722. We talking about reform. We just talking about the bills. We talking about entrepreneurship. It's entrepreneurship tonight on Wednesday on Lush Radio Online. You already know what it is with my co-host, the one and only Future Guru, along with Ebony Emery, will be joining us a little bit later on today. We're going to be also interview Bingham Smurf. Couldn't come through because he had other situation he had to get coming. Take care of. So basically, we're going to have Dutch and AK Chop. We actually were in Marcy the past weekend with them doing their thing. So we're going to be interviewing them and talking about the whole Marcy project and the whole situation they got going on. So you already know what it is. Lush Radio Online. We're about to go back to the phone lines and talk about more about this reform. What you just heard just a few minutes ago was This Is Me by Lyric. And we're going back to the phone lines with my co-host, the one and only Future Ghoul from Irvington, New Jersey.
All day. What up, everybody on the line? When you're tuning in, just tune in. Online, you can do it. It pops up. BlogTalkRadio.com.
You know what I'm saying?
Radio online.
Yeah, you know what it is. Or you can log on to www.lushradioonline.com and then click on the tab that says listen to Lush Radio and listen to us live on the show. And all the lines are open right now. So we're still live with, Couture. And Ramid, and I think this is Lyric on the line. Is this Lyric still?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's good, fam?
What's good, man? What's going on?
Got you, man. You know, just how
chilling, man. Chilling.
Good to call on. You got some hot shit, man. Just keep it going, man.
Yo,
support
thank
that.
You, man. I appreciate that.
Yeah,
definitely,
we like
definitely
when you call up, man. It's good money when you call up. That's what's up.
Yeah,
that's
I'm in the studio
is.
Now,
what's
man.
Up,
I have to say what's up.
We appreciate you, Lyric. Any upcoming things, man, let the people know real quick before we get into our final thoughts and we do this quick interview with Dutch and AK Chop, fam.
Real quick, it's a wrap out. It's out now. You can download it free. Can't lose with that. Just visit my MySpace, MySpace.com/FillTheLyrics, and check it out from there. And I'm working on something right now. Also, check out District Rhyme is going to be coming out soon. That's me and my man, Thurston McGurk. We collaborating on that. It's going to be a whole bunch of different artists, including me and him. And we're just going to keep coming out with stuff. I can't even speak on it, all of it yet, but it's going to be some good stuff coming this summer.
That's what it is. You definitely got some fire, my dude. You know, Lush Radio got your back. You already know what it is. All I'm saying is where my birthday gift at, though. Maybe come to New York, son. Word up. Word up.
I got you. It's in the bar.
I got you, man. You already know what it is. You know what I'm saying? You a Lush and you online, baby. Shout out to Ransom 201, man. You already know what it is, man. Salute. But I want to know what's your final thoughts. I'm going to let everybody say their final thoughts, and then we're going to move on to this quick interview real quick. And we're going to talk more about entrepreneurship a little bit later on the show. But go ahead, Lyric. Tell us your final thoughts on this whole reform and healthcare and all that situation, fam.
Overall, overall, it's a good move. It's a good move for the country. They have universal health care in other countries, and it works well. I mean, let's be realistic. If you got it, you know, those who got it and they got to pay a little bit more, you know, to help out. Those who don't, I don't see no issue with it. And, you know, hopefully everybody will see that and we'll move forward. It'll be a good look for everybody.
That's what's up. 718, I see you. I'm going to bring you on the line in a quick second. Ramid, your last thoughts on the whole healthcare situation, fam?
I thought about the reform, but that the insurance, then we gotta pay more stuff. Oh, I hate that.
Oh, okay, Ramid. Couture, how do you feel about that, fam? Couture, you there?
Hello?
Oh, we're going to have to move. I don't know what Couture is doing over there.
Who's that for? Me?
Nah, it was everybody's final thoughts. What's your final thought on it, fam? Guru.
Hey, I say everybody to go that route on that internet, man, if you can't make it to the library. It's basically what you need to get involved with your families and make it better. Never mind if people see the negative. You should make it positive for your families. Like, you know, it's important. It's important that you get involved. Learn the ropes.
That's what it is, man. Definitely.
Learn the ropes, man.
That's what it is.
Regulation. They're going to regulate everything. That's it.
And like I said, man, this is right now, we're talking about the health reform and everything like that, and just talking about deep issues, because there's a lot of chaos going on right now behind this whole bill. But all we say is that, you know, research first, find out what's in detail in this bill and what's going on, and then you make your choice then. Don't listen to he say, she say stuff. Go do your own research. That's what we ask you to. The World Wide Web is free. It's open. Go ahead and do what you got to do. And we thank everybody else that, you know, that called in and shared their thoughts. Right now, we're about to go into a segment, which is our interview today. And we're talking about entrepreneurship and people doing their thing out here in regards to business. We're going to have AK Chop and Dutch Live in the building. We actually encountered them while we were out there shooting for the Marcy Project situation. Welcome to Marcy. Promo videos out there. We want you all and guys to log on to YouTube.com right now at the moment. YouTube.com. If you haven't seen it, we blasted it out all over the place. It's on Facebook all over the place. I want you guys to log on to www.youtube.com and type in the search box, I am Marcy, and it will show up. Marcy is M-A-R-C-Y, and it'll show up, and you'll see the video. And when you click on it and you go to Paula Perry stuff, you'll see also the behind the scenes. So we asked for 1,500 yesterday, and we're on 1,600. So can we take it to 2,000 by the end of the day? Can we take it to 2,000 or 1,900? What can we do? Holla at me. Let's do it. Tell your mother, your father, your friend. Hit it up. We need them up. Holla at your girl. We got to go ahead and bring in AK Chop. And other people, you guys can stay on the line with us. If you got questions for them and everything, you're open to ask them questions while they're on the line. And call from the 347. I'll be bringing you in a quick second. We're going to go ahead and get this cracking. AK Chop Dutch. This you right here, 718, was good.
Yeah, man, you already know what it is. AK Chop is here.
That's what it is.
We comprise your MVP. Yo, what's up, y'all? How y'all doing?
Lighting up that Twitter right now, letting them know, man. They can go
guys, log that's Tony Tron Wolf yet?
Yeah, it's already shine time.
That's what it is. So, like I said, we're going to go ahead and get in some Lush Radio love real quick. You know what I mean? All I can say, people, man, if y'all guys are tuning in right here, these cats right here are one of the most humblest businessmen, and they about their business. They're about their business, and they're talented, and they got one of the hottest producers in New York really rocking with them hard body, Vinny Idol, and they're doing their thing. So like I said, once again, I'm going to tell you, go to www.youtube.com, type in I am Marcy. Welcome to Marcy. It's there. Come on now. Let's get it cracking right now. I need 1,900 to 1,000 tonight. You understand what I'm saying? But, yeah, guys, man, tell us, you know what I'm saying, what employs y'all to get into the whole music situation, man? What made y'all get into the whole, say, yo, this is what I'm going to do? I mean,
we've been doing it for years, you know what I'm saying, kind of building the craft, working on everything, kind of building the network around what we're doing, you know what I'm saying, you know, learning, stumbling. We was always into it. It was just really getting into it, having our head in the right place, you know, and executing.
That's real talk right there. That's real talk right there. And Guru?
Yeah, just definitely knowing about what Chop is talking about now, just hearing a couple of joints and, you know, we got some things in the works with this music, and I could just, you know, talk about a couple of joints I like, you know, like the Hard Nigga Logic. That's the joint. And then we got the Welcome to Marcy, everybody. And shout out to Paula Perry, because you can look up the same YouTube and see Welcome to Marcy photo shoot, like I mentioned before, and see the premieres for Lush's photo shoot. And we got a bunch of pictures that we did for the set, and everything is good. We already know. Shout out to everybody that showed us love out there in the project, for real. We touched down, it was on. It was all good.
That's real talk. And that's one thing I could say while I was out there. You could see the community love of the people in the community that just showed them so much love, man. Every corner we went, somebody was dapping them up. It was crazy, you know. And it was mad love over there, man, and Marcy, for real. I'm going to go ahead and bring in this caller right here. Caller from the 347. You're live on Lush Radio Online with AK Chop and Dutch on Lush Radio Online. What's cracking, fam?
Welcome to Marcy.
Money up.
What up? Is this Money Up right here?
Yeah, welcome to Marcy.
Oh, what's good, fam?
good looking. Thanks, bro.
Money L live in the building, man. Whole welcome to Marcy, whole crew right here live in the building. You know, shout out to I am Justin Case, you know, and Vinny and everybody. It was a good look out there, man. You know, we talking about that whole situation, the experience, and how they got into the, you know, industry and all that. You know, so I mean, Money L, how did you, you know, connect with AK Chop and Dust, the whole squad, fam?
Well, we grew up together. We all from the same hood. We all, you know what I'm saying. We hit the dirt together. You know, we was all bad kids as those dudes, and we grew up to be, you know what I'm saying, respectable businessmen. You know what I mean? And what it is, like I said, Dutch and Chop, really, like, they all really, like, people don't understand. They think, like, because they see in this project, they think it's Dutch, Chop and Gita. Dutch and Chop is really partners. Like, they came to me with a whole project. Like, I used to always get Chop beats. And for my other people, I was rocking with my man, Wild Erkenham, you know what I'm saying, from Dangerous LLC. The producers that produced, like, all the hits from 50 Cent Records, you know what I'm saying? So when I gave them the track, like, I think they came to me like a month later, both of them. They was like, yo, somebody got some shit. And I was listening, you know what I'm saying? They got a whole movement going on, you know what I'm saying? Called the MPB. It's like, it's an MPB movement. I mean, More Purple and Brown. That's Chop and Dutch thing right there. Like, they are really, you know what I'm saying? So when I heard the project, I'm like, damn, these dudes sound crazy hungry. Like, you know what I'm saying? Chop, like I said, Chop always been spitting his whole life, like, literally, like, you know what I'm saying? And Dutch, he, like this was my first time hearing Dutch fish on those records. I was listening, I was like, damn, they got some shit, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, Dutch is a busy man, you know what I'm saying? So, but me and Chop always calling me, yo, Ed, what you got for me? You got for me? And that's how, you know what I'm saying, I've been giving Chop a lot of tracks from, like, different producers and shit, you know what I mean? But at the end of the day, you know what I'm saying, it's Dutch and Chop all day. You know what I mean? More Purple than Brown, but it is what it is, man.
That's what it is. That's what it is. And I'm gonna go ahead and throw it back to Chop and Dutch. You know, how did you guys say, you know, as MCs, as artists, but just, you know, as businessmen, what made you guys decide, yo, we want to partner up and become partners, you know, in this business and take it to the next level?
I mean, to tell you the truth on that, Lush, I mean, me and Dutch been doing this since we was younger. We, you know, to put it out there, we was in Venice when we was locked up together. You know what I'm saying?
Wow.
Like this business relationship is also a personal relationship. Like, we brothers. That's a nigga we can speak and do. You know what I mean? So you got to understand where I'm coming from. And having our you know, parlaying that in the business is hard, you know what I'm saying? But we know we can do this shit together because we done did some shit together, you understand? From having nothing and just coming up, everybody looking, going wild. So it's like the parlaying that into something that we love doing, that's easy, you know? But it's to me, it's like MPB stands for music, politics, and business, you know what I'm saying? More purple and brown, more power and land. You know, it is a sublet to it and a subtitle. You understand when you're looking at it.
And that's real talk right there.
That's basically what it is, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm trying to get in this to do my part, and I'm going to leave it at that. You understand? But us doing this business is nothing. Leave me.
That's what it is. Besides, you know, Vinny, who are some of the other producers and stuff that you guys are working with, you and Dutch, right now with your projects and stuff like that?
Huh? Say that again, pardon me.
Who are some of the, besides Vinny, I know you guys are working with super producer Vinny Idol, but who are some of the other producers you working with?
Let me see, man. I got my boy Dangerous LLC. I got my man Jeff Brown. I'm about to start working with my man Rashad Smith. He just got finished doing work with Erica, you know what I'm saying? They twerking. We got Jeeves, DJ Jeeves. We got Rockwell on a couple of my hot joints, you know what I mean, for Built From Ruin. You know what I mean? That's on Seawood/MPB Records. Let me see. We also have Cinema. We have Sir K. We just got a lot of dudes, man, that's over here donating. We got my man from Cali, Mr. Cool Whip. You know what I mean? A couple of dudes from Paris, you know, New Zealand. It's just the music is coming from everywhere, you know. I'm not really, you know, we're not really picky over here. As long as the music is good, we on it.
That's what it is. That's what it is.
You know, that's new right now, you heard?
Hey, all I'm saying is, once again, like I said, log on to www.youtube.com and click on, I type in the search engine, I am Marcy, and you'll see Welcome to Marcy, the promo video, and you'll see the behind the scenes. Shout out to Paula Perry. Right now, we on 1600, man. We want to go in, so I need y'all guys to go in, mother, father, friends. Send it out. Retweet it. Do what you got to do, because if you don't, I'm going to smack you. I'll let your girl. We're live in the building. I am Marcy. Welcome to Marcy.
Marcy. Hey, yo, shout to Paula P, too, man. That's my girl, man. She really came through for the peoples, man, that day, man. You know,
well,
we love all around, man. I love working with you, Lush, man. I respect your professionalism. You understand? You're a real lady and businesswoman with your thing, man. And super guru, man. This boy right here, he's very enthusiastic. I'm going to leave it at that.
Good luck, y'all.
He's very enthused by the whole, you know, the whole scene. You know what I mean? You already see how we got Marcy. We live from the live. You know what I'm saying? I am Marcy. It's the Marcy Project coming out. Vinny Idol and Lakazi Presents. You know what I mean? The Marcy Project featuring GDK to Cody. So it's all good. We got Live from the Live coming out. Live from the Living Room with the MPB coming out. The mixtape Rhyme of Crime. Get ready for my mixtape for All Corners. You know what I'm saying? AK Chop is here. It's like I really like working with y'all, man. And we're going to do some more work. We're going to get some chips. Because y'all good.
Good luck on that family.
Let me tell you something, y'all. Lush is real. You hear me? As real as she is sitting up on that radio show, she real sitting in public. Guru is real. They ain't sitting there just blowing smoke up your buttholes. Pause.
That's how you
feel. Oh, I got to go ahead and give some for that. I got to give some for that one. No, I did not pay him to say that. I did not pay him to say that.
We enjoy working, man.
Yeah, we definitely enjoy working with you guys. I mean,
Marcy, man, let me let the people know, man. We from Money Making Marcy, man. Marcy and Myrtle, man. That's where we from, you know. Shouts to the other side. You know what I mean? GDK is my boy up there, Fire and Flushing, man. Welcome back to Marcy, man. It's a new chapter.
That's what it is. That's what it is. I'm going to go ahead and bring this other caller in so they can ask you some questions. Wild.loyalb, you got a question for AK Chop and Dutch? Money Al?
Not more of a question, just a salute of respect, you know what I'm saying? I'm a huge New York fan myself, coming from Cleveland, and just to hear y'all, you know, the bond, the loyalty, man. That's the key word, loyalty right there. So much respect, much love. I wish y'all nothing but the best.
Thank you, man. We really appreciate that. And that's basically what me and my circle is about, love, honor, respect, loyalty, and no neglect, man. We all make ourselves.
Yeah, I got a little Chop, and yo, that's that cat that just made that comment, Chop. He's rocking with us since day one on the Hot or Not. Like, he read up a few times rocking with us on Hot or Not, because that's how he supported Lush and me, man. That's real what you got on the line. He just go in. He said, yo, I want to do another song. I got another joint. Plus, he's sending us fire. He's sending us heat. And he's got a nice movement going. That's LaWai Doc.
Yeah, man,
Hot or Not King
swamp,
right there.
Man, shout to the swamp, man.
I gotta bring in my co-host, the other co-host, the beautiful and lovely Ebony, representing the California area, live in the building with us. Ebony, what's up, booby?
How you doing? I had a meeting. I'm gonna apologize for my tardiness, but
well, you know what, we're gonna
on this beautiful day.
I'm gonna put you in a corner for being late. You're gonna get punishment. Watch. Like, let me stop. Let me stop playing with you, man. You know what I'm saying? But Ebony, I just to let you know what's going on. Earlier we talked about reform and everything with the bill and everything that was going on. But right now we have Dutch and AK Chop. These are the gentlemen that were there. And Money L is live on the line with us when we went over there to do the Welcome to Marcy promo video, and we did the photo shoot. It was for these gentlemen right here. They definitely got some fire coming out of Marcy.
Oh, yeah, I peeped out the video.
Good.
You peeked what you think about
it?
Yeah,
it was hot, definitely. I was digging that old boy shirt. Yeah, the message on it. That was hot. That's marketing in its best.
Oh, that's, you talking about Amsterdam?
Yeah, what does this shirt say?
Amsterdam, man.
Yeah.
Studios.
Yeah.
Shout out to Amsterdam. It's a good look.
Yeah,
definitely. But the video was definitely hot. I was feeling the song and all that. So y'all
that's
just keep
fine.
Doing what y'all do. And keep
oh,
on
yeah,
supporting Lush Radio Online.
That's right. You already know, man. Lush Radio Online all day, man. Get your photos. The lady is hot with the photos. She got vision. Get at her.
Oh, yeah. Hell yeah. She needs to get a good look.
The enthusiasts.
We're going in, Chop. We just getting started, man. It's just something.
You already know, man. Hard work,
really.
Man.
Yeah.
And Money L, did you receive them joints? Did they come
what
over
is,
there?
What happened was, like, because, look, I'm going to tell you, like, I moved so much. Like, they came. But I wasn't home, so I got a notice. I got to go to the post office tomorrow to pick this shit up.
Oh, man, you got to look. You got to get them.
Hey,
man.
Russ, can I just ask Money L a question? Yo, did you enjoy yourself, man, at the pizza party, man? Come on, man.
No, man. The question is, did y'all enjoy yourself, man? Thanks to my man, Dutch. Again, you know what I'm saying? See, that's what happened. You know what I'm saying? We all a family. Let everybody know, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, man, I just got to say, we
looked out.
I want a pizza party when I get to New York and New Jersey.
Hey, man, like I said, once you family, it's all good. You
nah,
know what
it's
man?
Not easy.
That's
it's
what we
like
do.
That. It's not easy. Ebony,
we do. That's what we do. You know
listen,
what I'm saying?
Yo, shout
that's
out to everybody.
Good night. I'm coming out there.
That's what
shout
it is. Can't wait to come out there, man. Ebony,
got
you got a question for AK Chop and Dutch and stuff?
Yeah. My question is, dealing with the music industry, how do you, you know, let our listeners know how important it is to stay true to yourself?
Yeah. I'm saying, this is Dutch Quarters. Yeah, I'm in the building. I'm going to answer that for you. Staying true to yourself is real important, man. Staying true to yourself and the people around you, that's like the most important thing in the game, man, because once you get hot, you're going to have all type of people around you. They're going to be trying to be an influence in anything you do, you know. And at the end of the day, it ain't nothing better than knowing that the person beside you ain't a snake in the grass. He ain't walking on his stomach, you know what I'm saying? At the end of the day, that's important to everybody. Staying true to yourself, staying true to the people around you, and staying true to the people that stay true to you.
That's the most important thing. You keep that in mind at all times, and you definitely going to prosper, you know. In whatever way, shape, or form, you definitely going to prosper.
I need to tweet that. That's real.
That was real right there.
That's real talk. I'm saying at the end of the day, that's what it is, man. You got to stay true to yourself, man.
Definitely, man. You definitely got to stay true to yourself and stay true to your people, man. Stay loyal, man, because it's a lot of – I don't even want to use this term, you know.
There's a lot of snakes.
They line you up with people that you don't know from a hole in the wall. And at the end of the day, who else you want to make a decision with, you know, outside of a stranger, a person that know you or know what's true to the situation, you know what I'm saying? Not a person just trying to make a dollar off you or a person just trying to benefit for himself, you know what I'm saying? As opposed to
a true friend
going to make sure everybody benefit, you know what I'm saying? That's basically what it is, man. This is a situation for everybody at the end of the day, man. Ain't no big I little you stuff here, you know what I mean?
I want to make clear how hard Lush was working out there. This is Future Guru 100. I just want to make it very clear how hard Lush was working out there.
Lush worked real hard, but she even worked harder at her pizza party.
You know what?
I need to see some pictures of this pizza party. What was going on at the pizza party?
She ain't even tell the world how the MPB gave her the first pizza party in her life. And she ain't even want no soda. She said, I want pizza and Patron. The nerve of her.
PMP. I read a PMP.
But that was real love. You see, she came down and she had a good time, man. We welcome
her. She did. She told me. So thank you guys for making sure that my girl, which is, I'm a Pisces too, making sure that she had a wonderful time. That's what it was.
Definitely. That's what the MPV do. We have wonderful time.
That's what it is, man. I salute to them, man. I'm going to tell y'all one thing. I don't rock with a lot of people. I don't deal with a lot of people, but I'm going to tell you right here. You know, Chop and Dutch, you know, the whole crew out there, Money L, they like my brothers now. They family because I'm talking about the love that they showed us. I gotta salute them point blank because it was like true genuine like love, like for real. And I really appreciate that. You know what I mean?
Usually when you meet somebody for the first time, people try to fill each other out and. Everything for us was just like, it was just like we knew each other, like it was just a mutual bond, and basically that's just real people recognize real people, man.
We had fun in the project for sure.
Definitely, we roamed the hood, everybody showed us love, man, you know what I'm saying? It was a good event. Shout outs to Vinnyita too, man, that was big, you know what I'm saying? Shout outs to Paula too, man, Paula Peach, man, that was a good look. She came through and spurred a moment and made it happen.
That video is off the hook.
We got another video shoot coming up soon. We got this joint victory we want to put out there. We want people that's a must listen to. So in the next week or two, y'all going to be YouTubing it down, hopefully.
That's what it is. Ain't no hopefully. It ain't no hopefully. You got the star behind you. We got 1600 off the Welcome to Marcy. Come on now.
Yeah.
A couple of days.
Y'all got 2 downloads for me.
Come on now.
That's a good look. We appreciate that, man.
I put it on my website already, so I'm blogging.
It's
like,
already on my joints. It's already on Let's Pay Online.
Yeah,
you know what it is, man.
Blog heavy.
If you blogging,
don't get yourself, you know.
Make sure y'all Twitter AK Chopper. Make sure y'all Twitter Future Guru. You're
for real.
Let's radio, definitely. I already know, man. Y'all got a Twitter.
Oh, man.
Support the movement. Money L, make sure.
That's what's up. Really.
See, man, everybody know what it is. We need all those tweets.
We talking about loyalty. I'm going to go ahead and play this song. It relates to loyalty, and then we're going to play, Hard Nigga Logic.
Play that in a few seconds.
But I'm going to go ahead and play the joint. Since we're talking about loyalty and just being consistent, man, stop jumping into cars, man, that you don't know about.
Good looking, right?
Don't jump in cars. You don't know the driver.
And yo, shout out to all them fraudulent people out there. You know what I'm saying?
Yo, Les, you funny, Les.
People out there that be doing wild stuff like I don't see you. I see you. I got a flashlight.
Yo, wild girl, Les.
Shout out to
all the people trying to come through the back door.
You know what I'm saying? Shout out to loyalty, man. And yo, shout out to my people that stay true to Lush Radio and the whole fam, man. I love y'all, man. Loyalty. Never switch sides, man.
Don't ever take sides with anyone against the family. Ever. 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 Ever.
Yeah. Hell yeah. Things looking real good on this side now, huh, homie?
Don't ever take sides with anyone against the family. Ever.
Cameras, I'm ready for some action. Guns come out, we start blasting. So who on first and who got next? And even after that, boy, I'm taking requests. Like Mr. DJ, here where we play. Fool boy there, best watch what he say. Cause I'm loco, far from Poyo. What's wrong with this retarded nigga clown like Bozo? Nonetheless, yo, you ain't running nothing around her. Cop said somebody left him lying down there. I swear, Colombian necktie, air to air. Stripped him of everything, left him in his underwear. Set his car on fire, drove it off the curb. Nowadays, it's the jungle, people really don't care. Product of the environment, probably die by the chair. Like Bill Collins, I feel it in the air. Street beef, guns and murder. Things they never get done. Never been Steve, snakes and birds. You could be the next one.
You could be the next one.
Beef, guns and murder. Things they never get done.
Never been
Steve, snakes and birds. You could be the next one.
I thought that it was greener on the other side. So misguided, now you looking like somebody died. I wonder if we did that job, would you have testified? Not a problem, homeboy, cause my goons ride. Cut my grass real low, see the snake slither. Keep my friends close, enemies I'm getting rid of. Such a gentleman, but greasy with the birds. We're talking over the phone, be easy with the words. Pay attention to the cops, nothing easier to learn. When they're breaking down your door, you need to be concerned. Especially when you got no money to burn. The more money you owe, the less money you earn. That's real shit. One in the chamber, full clip. You can run, but you can't hide, nigga, but don't trip. You can skate, change your whole life, nigga, but don't slip. Got some heat, better keep it on your hip. I'm talking to you.
Street, beef, guns, and murder. Seems they never get done. Never can see Steve, snakes, and birds. You could be the next one.
You could be the next one.
Street, beef, guns, and murder. Seems they never get done.
Never can
see Steve, snakes, and birds. You could be the next one.
You could be the next one.
I'm so gangster. It's my nature. Make it waste to stack that paper. And you know that. You oppose that. Hit some hoes. You can have a doctor close that. I'm a rider, a provider. Christian Tyler tell me I'm a backslider. But I'm so good. Keep it so hard. Shout to all my dudes. I know you up there no good. One hand, one finger in the middle. One man, one joker with a riddle. One plan and I keep it real simple. Veggies watching, so I'm not gonna make an issue. It don't tickle when bullets rip through your tissue. Hit him so hard, he thought it was a missile. Tried to tell him, tried to keep it so official. God bless his family, they gon' miss him. I'm finished with him.
Street, beef, guns, and murder. Seems they never get done.
Peace, this is Emma E2K. Y ahora están escuchando Lush Radio. What, you didn't know what I said? You're now listening to LushRadioOnline.com.
It's your boy, Special Ed. And when I'm in the DMV, I'm always rocking with my girl, Lush, on Lush Radio Online.
Well, you better act like you know. My big brother, Special Ed, just told you who you're talking to and what you're listening to. Holla at Lush Radio Online. Log on to www.lushradioonline.com. Click on Listen to Lush Radio. Listen to us live. Call in at 347-826-7722. Stay loyal to your team, your family, and your community. Be real with yourself and know yourself for who you are. Don't try to be something that you aren't, because somebody will pull your card. And that's the message for today on Lush Radio Online. We're going back to the phone lines. We're talking to AK Chop and Dutch live in the building with Money L. and our girl Ebony, Y.LoyalB. Shout out to our program manager, Cookie. We love you to death. And I got that hot joint from them called Hard Nigga Logic. Good, y'all.
Play that joint. I'm going to go crazy.
I'm going to play that Hard Nigga Logic.
Tell us about this, man. Tell us about Hard Nigga Logic, man.
Hard Nigga Logic is basically pointing to the fact that, you know, niggas go upstate, come home, and be right back on the block, like, no matter how many felonies, you know what I'm saying? It's just like, I got to keep that. You feel like you trapped in that one box right there. It's just like, we keep one felony, we dealing on the block, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
We're action on the block. It's like no matter what you go through, it's the Hard Nigga Logic. And on the other side of that, you can convey that wise man thinking.
That's what it is, man. So go ahead and introduce this one for us right here, Hard Nigga Logic, and we about
man,
to go in.
Hey, Cake Shop is here. You already know what it is. Hard Nigga Logic, man. My man sent him on the beat. Hop at me, man. It's the MPB, the Marcy Project. Hopper.
Hey, Cake Shop, sir. 55-4. You're getting a new chop. I'm a blast in the past like a nigga gripping shoes. You shot. And I'm sitting in the usual spot. In the kitchen with the mask in the usual pot.
Right there.
Switching my position. A dual pot. That is mass competition for the blues you got. Who you are?
Me.
I'm fishing for the tip. You're a crab from the grass in the doodle spot. I move through blocks. Learned as a child. Let the things stack up. And every turn as a pal. The game's wrapped up. In terms of the crowd. Getting chained back up. When every turn with a foul. Burn with a smile. By the game that's up. Your ring is wrapped up. She returns to the foul.
She a bird anyway.
She returns to the cloud. The frame is clapped up. With a worm in a bow.
One felony.
We dealing on the block.
Yeah.
With action on the block.
Yeah.
Three felonies.
We bucking on the block.
It's just a hard nigga's logic. Shit. One felony.
We still on the block.
Yeah.
Two felonies.
We back on the block.
Yeah.
Three felonies.
We stuck on the block.
It's just a hard nigga's logic.
This the hardest year.
Wow.
I done had it two stacks.
Part of fear leaving jail and I'm dragging you back. For grabbing two stacks when your heart can't take. Now adding a few stacks to a hard grand plate. The avenue pack, your squad can't wait. Somebody in guard here, it's a hard man's fate. In regard to the shake, watch a nigga drop. Let the shooter get away and try and lock a nigga chop. It's not a free throw line, I block a nigga shot. Got a Devo this time, but they stop a nigga clock. And they ticked off, cause they bad hands fold them straight at 6 o'clock on the platinum band roll. And that can't go. Not a straight jacket grip on back my fans, so straight jacket strip. We bred with a therazine mind state for winning whatever scene. Even the fine waist of the women.
One felony,
we dealing on the block. Two felonies,
with action on the block.
Three felonies,
we fucking on the block.
It's just a hard nigga's logic.
One felony,
we still on the block. Two felonies,
we back on the block.
Three felonies,
we stuck on the block.
It's just a hard nigga's logic. Look at two black. He got two or three F's. Trying to get a couple G's. Two stacks. Grinding with a fucking evil that. Slinging chronic sand cars from a diesel stack. Never be astonished.
Why?
He's too strapped.
Yeah.
In a barrel to find out where the weasel's at. Illegal cat.
Me.
Taught to eat off the floor.
Dude.
But not to be rat.
Yeah.
What you talk to them for? Damn this punk. My AK Rob.
Yeah.
It's banana clip funk. It's in my pay grade, Rob. Man, I'm in a slump.
In a
my crew, mine and tank. With a hammer in the hunt. For boot time and rank. A new
rank.
Kind of strength.
Yeah.
When I deadlift weight.
Why?
From the low and back. Spreading it through the state. Bread gets straight. When the crooked act here.
Yeah.
It fed my kid's face from the crooked act here.
I just heard that right there, man. Hard Nigga Logic right there by AK Chop. You already know what it is, man. We live in the building, Lush Radio Online. We giving it to y'all, giving you what you need and what you want, baby. Yeah. Going back to the phone lines, and we opening them back up. Back here with Future Guru 100. And we got your boy, AK Chop and Dutch live in the building. And we got the beautiful Ebony and Ivory. And we also got your boy, Y. Dot Loyal B live in the building. And Money LLL. What's good, fam?
Yeah.
Whatever. Yeah. How y'all feel about that, man? It went hard? It went hard? How I feel, Ebony? It's going hard?
They was kicking in the door.
That's what's up. Why that, Lil B? What'd you think about that, fam?
Yo, all I'm saying is, when can we get that Cleveland collab right there, man? That's what I'm looking at. That's what I'm looking at. It's fire, though. It's definitely fire, man.
That's what it is. That's what. Hey, you still there with us, Chopping Dutch? You got there?
Still here.
That's what it is.
I'm amped up.
That's what it is. And the other thing I want to ask you guys is, you know, being in the music business, just being in business in general, we got good times, we got bad times. What do you feel was the hardest adversity that you guys had to deal with?
Well, listen, this is the hardest adversity is coming out of the streets and really coming out of that hypnotized state. You know what I mean? To really have a clear head to go further. You know, but it is what it is.
That's what it is. I got a quick shout out. Shout out to Lil Man over there, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to Money L. Little man, I'm about to snatch up his child and stuff.
Wow.
Yeah, some of Lush Pizza.
Yeah, that's my little baby right there. I love that little boy, man. For real. He off the hook. I love him though. For real. You know. Shout out to Little Man. Little Man, I know you hear me over there.
Uh oh.
Up there kicking your father and stuff.
You hear him, right? Hey, yo, Lush, can I say something real quick?
Hey, yo,
Lush. Yeah.
You hear me, Les?
Yeah.
To add on to that is, listen, we got a slogan over here at the MPB. We don't crumble, we rumble.
That's what it is. That's what it is.
There's no such thing as adversity when it comes to business, man. Only Les.
Hey, yo, Chuck, you hear me?
Yeah.
I got to let the people know, man, before, you know what I'm saying, before it gets too late, before Les cut us off the radio. We got to come. Because, yo, we got a whole bunch of projects over here, man. Don't think it's just two or three songs, man. We got, like I said, we got the MPB album coming. We got Chop Dolo album coming. We got Dutch Dolo album coming. And we got the Marcy Project album coming. And we also, you know what I'm saying? We also got, like, Chop down, like, eight groups. Like, eight different little groups that he got under him. Like, you know what I'm saying? Beside his own project, beside him and Dutch Project, beside Dutch Project. Chop got like eight little youngins in the projects right now, literally in the studio, recording their albums, you know what I'm saying? So it's like, we're going to be busy for a couple of years, man, you know what I mean? So get ready, you know what I'm saying? Get familiar, you know what I mean? Get to know the names, you know what I'm saying? Because y'all going to be hearing it a lot. Like, y'all ain't going to be hearing my name because I'm in the background, you know what I'm saying? I'm back here with Lush, Lee Lush, and she's a guru, my man Justin Case, my man Keyword.
Shout out to my man Eric Keyword,
man. You know what I mean? They're going to be running everything. I mean, y'all going to be hearing their names a lot. Just get familiar with Dutch, you know what I'm saying, and AK Chop. Straight up. You know what I mean? Because y'all ain't, you know what I mean? I don't want y'all coming to me talking about, I'm tired of hearing about Chop. Nah, man, it's our turn, man. We gave everybody their shot. Everybody had their nice little run. You know what I'm saying? But now it's our time. And I ain't stopping for nobody.
That's what it is. That's the talk right there.
I see a whole lot of hot or nots on them young ones. Time, Chop. We don't know about hot or not, time.
Ebony, you got another question for them?
Hello? I hear you guys have other talents coming up from underneath you. How do you decide, like, what music motivates you in order to do the music that you are producing and writing?
Well, me. This Money Y'all speaker. I like music that people keep it to themselves. Like, be real to yourself in your music. I don't promote none of that
I drive 8 cars and I fly airplanes. I don't produce that. I don't promote that. Like, you know what I mean? I like people, mm-hmm. like talented people that come up with real topics like that's going on in their life. You know what I'm saying? Because rap music is about the, you know what I mean, to preach about what's going on in your state of mind. Like literally, not no fantasized dream. You know what I'm saying? That's why the music you hear from Top and Dutch is real music. Like literally, like everybody, you could play any record from Chop and Dutch and come back to the hood and ask anybody out there, yo, was Chop doing that? Was Dutch doing that? And they're going to tell you, hell yeah, them niggas is doing that. You know what I'm saying? Whatever they're talking about is real. So whatever coming up under them is going to adapt to what they're doing, and they're going to keep it real to themselves. None of that fantasy rap, like literally, like, you know what I mean? Because it's over for that, man. They got their time to shine, like I'm telling y'all, and now we got our time to shine. You know what I'm saying? But like I said, you know, music is music, but you just got to
bring real music back.
That's really real talk, man. Before, you know what I'm saying, we get late into it, because we also got to do our segment about entrepreneurship on the show. So I want to talk to y'all, basically, can you guys tell them the Twitters, the emails, all of that? Like, people want to be in y'all face, man. What's good? How can they get in contact with Dutch, AK Chop, and Money L? What's good?
Hey, yo, you can hit the MPB up on MPB/MySpace. Go check it out right now. You know what I'm saying? This thing we got up right now. You can hit us up on YouTube. You can put in Nick Cannon on Hood Fab and YouTube, and you can see me on that show with Nick Cannon. You can also put in Karoma, Tropical in New York City, and see me in that video, rock and roll video. I was having some fun. Hit me on Facebook, man. AK Chopper, you know. Hit me on MySpace, AK Chopper page. Talk to me. Hop at me, hit Dutch. He set up his page right now. It's down for maintenance. You know what I'm saying? About to put our pages right back to a new look. But you can hit us up there. You know what I mean? Hit me up at Jaron through at Gmail. JaronTru at Gmail. You know what I mean? And we get it popping. Hit Money Al up. Preach Guru. Lashy Lash. Let's go. Hit that video.
That's what it is. That's what it is.
We are Marcy. How about that?
That's what it is.
You know what I mean?
And Money L, you want to put that info out there for the people?
Yeah, you can hit me up at Money L for real. That's my Twitter joint. You know what I'm saying? And the Marcy Project, you know what I mean? Twitter joint. You know what I mean? And then you can also hit me up on Lush. Lush Radio Online. You know what I mean? She'll get to me. Future Guru, my man. I am just in case they all get to me. Like, I mean, I ain't hard to find them right here. I ain't going nowhere.
That's what it is.
I can get to
Yeah, Ebony, hit up Ebony. Ebony been hitting my Twitter up. What up, Ed?
What's up?
Good.
Yeah, Ebony, you know what I'm saying?
I need to relocate. Shoot, I need to relocate everything.
From the NY, from Cali, son.
For real.
Y'all need to come out here. How about that?
We gonna be out there, Cali.
When y'all coming out?
We need that Cali buzz, like, you know what I mean?
We gonna get this bus again, and we gonna be out there. We gonna have this full bus. We out there.
We gonna be promoting heavy, like, I'm telling you, Ed, like, it's about the streets about to be all about. You know what I'm saying? What our movement is about. Trust me. We ain't stopping, like, you know what I mean? Like I said, I watched the game. I watched a lot of people fall. I watched a lot of people do it. You know what I'm saying? I watched a lot of people. You know what I'm saying? But at the end of the day, I learned from them. I learned from everybody's mistakes, like, literally. So, you know what I mean? Like, you know, I mean, you might do your entrepreneur thing, so I got a lot to talk about with that.
and then the other thing that I was going to say for AK Chop and Dutch individually, if for these up and coming, you know, youth that are getting into the industry, what kind of advice would you give them?
Put in that work till your knuckles hurt.
That's what it is. And Dutch.
Don't forget where you came from, man. Don't forget the people around you, man. Again, is loyalty. Like, you got to be true to yourself. You got to be true to the situation before you could be true to anybody else.
And that's what it is, man. And my boy, Money L.
Yo.
What kind of advice would you give these young youth that's trying to get into the music business?
Well, I just want to tell them, like, just watch, like, your circle around you, like, you know what I'm saying? Because, you know, everybody out there is really not out there for your best interest. So it's like, as long as you know your business, and you know, I mean, just accept, like Dustin said, be loyal to people that is with you in the beginning, you know what I'm saying? Because, you know, you get in the game, you know, people change people around themselves. Just be loyal to people that's around you first, you know what I'm saying? Treat them with respect, because at the end of the day, people are always talking about, you know what I'm saying, people around them changing, but no, it's them the one that's changed, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that's true. Stop being a crab in the barrel, man. Let somebody succeed, man. When they succeed, you succeed. Stop being tight. Just because he bought a nice car, that's the fruits of his labor. Stop trying to key up his car, man. Like, come on, let's eat together, man. Let's break bread. Stop being a hater, bitch.
Stop being a hater, bitches.
For real, you know what I'm saying?
Hey, yo, Lush.
Yes.
Just tell a motherfucker he to eat dick, man. That's it.
Tell the girl, what do you say? Hold my balls.
Yeah, Rance said hold my balls,
man. I got a song called Get It Girl about that, you know? Just tell a motherfucker he to eat dick.
For real.
I'm too much of a man.
What he said. He live in the building. Let's say he online. Giving you the real. Talking about the community. Talking about realness. Just talking about music in general. We here, man. We believe in the double E's. Educate and entertain. If you don't got a pen and a pad and you ain't learning nothing from the shows, then I don't know what you're doing. You must be dumb and deaf. I don't know what's going on. Let's get it on. Woo! Lush Radio Online, live in the building. Now, this segment of the show, talking about entrepreneurship, where basically all of our guests, along with the co-hosts, give you tips on how to better yourself as becoming an entrepreneur. You know, different steps, different things you should look for, any new updates that might can further or help your business. We're going to be talking about that today in a few minutes right now on Lush Radio Online. And on top of that, I employ everybody. Log on to www.skype.com. Skype.com. It's a wonderful tool that you can use to have interface conferences. If your person is out there in the UK, that's what DJ Ames actually used a call into Lush Radio Online when he was calling from the UK. They got their own personal phone lines. And get the free one where basically you can talk to people from all over the world. Say your phone is dead. I need to contact my homie. Well, he got Skype. I'm going to hit him on Skype. So you can talk to him. You can see them face to face. And I put my man Money L on that situation. So, you know what I'm saying?
Man, it was crazy.
You know what I'm saying? Make sure you download Skype. It is free. And also you can, like, record drops. Like, say you need to get a drop for somebody. They overseas. You can record it on it. They got plugins. There's different things on there, man. You can also play chess with somebody on there or bowling, whatever game you want to do. You can have a movie date with somebody, a cyber date. They can watch your screen and see what you're doing. So, you know what I'm saying? For real. It's definitely a thing that I employ. Everybody, if you're doing business, to go get Skype. You can have meetings on there and everything. So, I'm going to go ahead and start off with Future Guru. Let's give them some tips on entrepreneurship and just business in general. Guru, what's your tip for today?
Just make sure that you just put all the building blocks and just start off, you know, at a pace where you can just, you know, handle your business and have the right people around you. Because one thing is for sure, you can't do it by yourself, and you're going to have to, like, take your time with it. Like, nothing happens overnight. It's a process. Even if you have red tape with the state, with the process, red tape with the city ordinances, zoning law, it's like everything takes time. You can't go rush them if you needed something from them. So you just really got to, you know, settle in and get your mind right on certain things, because everything, you got to have a good attitude and, like, yo, get that spirit, like, to keep going. You're going to get knocked around early. You're knocked around early. So keep your head up in there, hang in there, man.
Definitely, definitely, definitely. And I'm going to throw it to the beautiful Ebony. Ebony, what are your tips for today on Lush Radio Online for entrepreneurs and people that are trying to inquire or become a business owner?
The tips for today, Lush.
All right. Get back to
The tips for today, I would say, you know, following what definitely Future Guru 100 has said, and also learn how to market yourself. You know, figure out what, use all the social networks, you know, market yourself according to whatever avenue that you're heading towards. You know, do your research. Do, you know what I'm saying, invest in yourself. And don't expect handouts. You know, if you go into somebody and you need something from them, use the barter system. You know, but have something to offer. Have your package together. Make sure that you are A1 when you come into somebody and you, you know, you want to talk to them about business. Be on your grind and stay there. And my quote is, stay hungry, just don't get greedy.
That's real talk. That's real talk. Because greedy will get you late out here. Greedy will get you late. And on top of that, my other tip for today is, work smart versus working hard. Work smart versus working hard. Because some people, they work hard, they got nothing to show for it. Work smart. Work for a reason. You understand what I'm saying? Understand that you need to work for a reason. So we're going to go ahead and throw it to our wonderful, beautiful guest live on the line with us. We want to know some of the tips that you want to give some of these people out here when it comes to business. And we're going to go ahead and throw it to Dutch first. Dutch, what are some of the tips that you want to give the audience?
Yo, y'all sure y'all trying to ask Dutch that question, man?
Go ahead, Dutch.
I'm saying, man, on some G shit, for me, it's just driving determination, man. No matter what it is that anybody's out there doing to make a dollar, man, you got to have drive and determination, man. That's really, 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 really important. You ain't got no drive. You ain't got no determination. You ain't going to get nowhere. Like Lush just said, she said some real shit right now. You know, you can't work hard and then not have shit to show for it. That's because that person's drive and their determination was directed in the wrong direction at that particular moment. And they got nothing out the situation.
Hell.
So at the end of the day, for me, man, my drive for certain things and, you know, that could be a person's downfall, because it for certain things, my drive and determination is 110%, and then for other things, is at 40. You know, so you know, for each his own. You know, and that's pretty much the best I could tell y'all, man. Drive and your determination, man, is going to dictate where you get and what you want and what you don't want.
That's the truth. That's the truth, and we're going to turn it over to AK Chop. AK Chop, tell the people out there some tips on business in general.
Say that again.
Tell the people out there some tips on business in general, entrepreneurship, and just in business.
Always remember that you are a business unto yourself.
That's
always
true.
Remember that. You are the first business that you are. You're lending yourself out. You want to be fully compensated. You always want to have your paperwork right. You want to be on point. Like Duck said, it's drive and determination. And that's what gives you the drive and determination. What is your purpose? If your business serves no purpose, then it'll never be, you know, fruitful. It'll never flourish. Because you treat it just as a playpen, you know. So the best way to stay on top is to always remember that. It's production, distribution, commerce, economics.
Wow, that's some real stuff right there. You heard that first from AK Chop. We're going to go to Money L. Money L, what are your tips for the listeners out there?
Well, my motto is that I follow is, like, a lot of people, you know what I'm talking about, to educate y'all for real shit. Like, and I want y'all to, like, get y'all pens out, literally, because I'm about to give y'all a little bit of what I was taught, you know what I'm saying, my business growing up. I got to get a hot 16.
Mm-hmm.
Hot 16, it's like a lot of people sitting there like, oh, what is that, rap? No, it's not rap. Hot 16 meaning it's like people that's in your corner. Whatever business yard, and you only gotta get a hot 16, meaning like you gotta get a lawyer. That's like, I mean, that's one of the 16. You gotta get an ill attorney, an ill business manager, you know what I'm saying? Everything, I mean, add up to like 16 people that help building your company or whatever. You know what I'm saying? That's why, like with me, right now, what we're doing, we are building our company. Like we're getting our hot 16 together, so we can attack this whole, industry in a whole. You know what I mean? Because without a hot 16, y'all not gonna get really too far, because it's gonna be too many people coming to break y'all buildings down. Like, you know what I mean? You can't attack this game thinking like you're gonna be the only one. You know what I'm saying? You're going up against giants. Like, there's companies out there that's just there just to knock you down. So you literally got to build your hot 16 around so that y'all could go in there strong. And, you know what I'm saying, y'all all be on the same page. Like, y'all got one goal, to get to the top. You know what I'm saying? That's what your 16 is about, like, literally. Like, you know what I'm saying? It's putting people together, and y'all just fight for a cause, man. Fight for whatever you want to do. You want to be a music producer. You know what I'm saying? You got to get a hot 16. You want to be a music executive. You got to have your hot 16 together. You want to be whatever. Like, you know what I mean? You want to own buildings. You got to get a hot 16 together. Anything in the business you're trying to do, you always got to get your team. And that's going to equal up to your hot 16. You know what I mean? Not just your boys in the hood, but you got to get an ill attorney, an ill manager, a publicist, everything. Like, you know what I mean? You need people to help promote your business. So my word is just get a hot 16.
That's what it is, man. Like, I really like that right there. I like that hot thing right there. Like, that's the first time I heard that right there. That right there, that gets the official Lush Radio stamp. Get your hot 16, man. Bitch. Hot 16, bitch. For real. Get it together. You know? Definitely. And you know, Lush Radio and my whole crew, you know, we ready. We ready. You call us at any moment, you know what I'm saying? We like the 18, man. Like the 18, we come through. You come through, we come lay it down, man. So like I said, get your hot 16 and get it together, man. And that's a quote right there. That's our new quote right there. Get your hot 16 after every show. That's stand by Money L. That's sponsored by Money L right there. Get your hot 16. Pimpin'.
Sponsored by Money L and the good folks at More Purple and Brown Music Group.
For real. So, and Y.LoyalB coming out there from the Ohio area, Cleveland area. We want you to basically tell us some tips on entrepreneurship and business in general, man, because I just love when you articulate yourself and you get it in, baby. Go ahead, Y.LoyalB.
Hey, I would just say, first and foremost, know who you are, know what you can do, know what you are truthfully capable of. Apply yourself in those avenues. Surround yourself, as what everyone said, with good people. But I think for myself, it would be set realistic goals. Set goals. I mean, you have to set goals that you can achieve short term, mid term, long term. So to me, it's all about building. In order to be successful, is being loyal to yourself, being loyal to what you believe in, having confidence, never letting no one knock you down, and setting goals.
And that's definitely some real stuff. I want to tell you guys that in life, you have people that want your best interest, and there's people that want your downfall. And people in your life, if you look through your cell phone right now, everybody that's listening, if you look through your cell phone on there, how many people in that cell phone are actually helping for the progression of your life? And how many of those people are just dead weight? If they're dead weight right now, I want you to erase the numbers out of your phone right now at this moment, because you do not want to surround yourself with people who are dragging you down and pulling you back into a stagnated world. You are meant to move into production and keep on moving. Never allow anybody to bring you down. So to avoid the temptation, delete their phone number right now. Or, worst come to worst, you want to start all over? Change your number. Let's basically start with providing ourselves with positive energy and positive people around us. We can never, you ever heard that quote? If you surround yourself with a whole bunch of broke people, you're liable to be that last person that's going to be broke too. Surround yourself with people that are positive and are successful in their life. Eventually, you'll be successful yourself also. Now, I ain't going to say knock somebody that's out there that might be going through it, but I'm saying, if you always got somebody asking you for money every second, but they're not trying to do nothing for themselves, and they always trying to take from you and not add to you or pick your brain, you don't need them in your life. Let's be real. Let's be real. Let's be real with ourselves. If they are not adding to your life, delete them from your phone right now. That's what I employ everybody right now to do. And also remember, life may throw you a curveball, but you're in charge of the direction that it goes. Every day when you walk up and wake up in this world every day, you need to thank God for allowing you to wake up. I don't care what religion you are, that higher power allows you to wake up for another day, you know, and we're here. So basically thank that situation. And on top of that, you make sure that you tell yourself, I'm going to have a good day no matter what, because nobody can control how your day pans out. If you want to have a good day, have a good day. And in business, never put emotional situations into business. Do you understand what I'm saying, people? A lot of us get caught up with emotional situations. I don't care if I don't rock with you like that. If your name's on the same bill that I'm on, I'm going to get my money if it's on the best interest. But if it's not, then I'm not going to deal with it. We need to leave emotional situations alone and focus on business. Emotions and business and personal have nothing to do with business. Remember that. So don't get yourself messed up. You're going to lose out on money because you're emotional? Get out of here, man. Go get your money. Stop playing games. For real. Seriously. Bitches. We're going to go ahead and bring in this other call. Call it from the 347. You're live in the building. We're talking about entrepreneurship, talking about business. And you're live in the building. What's good, 347?
Call.
No, this. I'm sorry to put a damper on it. It's better than my other phone. It's about to die out. So.
Who's that, Doug?
Yeah, just making sure we
don't
get caught.
No doubt.
Hold on. So you are you still on the 7? You want me to cancel the 718 number? Or you?
Nah, we just making sure that no phone cut off. You know, battery.
Oh, okay.
You lose that connection, man. You got to keep that connection positive, yo.
That's real talk right there. That's real talk right there. And just the last thing I'm going to ask everybody. What's the absolute no-no that you should not do when you're dealing in business with anybody? The absolute, your top number one no, you didn't, bitch. For real. No, you didn't. For real. No, you didn't. No, you didn't. What is your top number one no-no when it comes to business? We're going to let the beautiful Ebony take the floor. Ebony, what is your top no-no?
Perpetrating a mother freaking fraud. If you can't do what you say you're going to do, don't say you can do it.
Absolute no-no, pimpin'. Guru, what's your absolute no-no when it comes to business?
Well, I mean, my thing is just don't burn bridges, man. Why would you... You know, if this thing is about building, as soon as you burn that bridge, there's no more building, like, on that particular relationship. So you're going to build up your rep off that, and it's going to be a real nasty situation in the long run for you. And, you know, you should really look towards not doing so. Don't burn your bridges. That's mine.
That's what it is. AK Chop, what's your absolute no-no?
My absolute no-no. Never forget.
Okay, that's
everything is a lesson. Everything is a lesson. Never forget.
That's the truth.
Forgive, get over. Sometimes you may have stumbling blocks. Sometimes relationships may sour. Don't hold on to that relationship like Lust said and carry around your emotions. You understand? Be called Thomas all day. Never forget. Don't sit there and live on that. Move
on.
You understand what I'm talking about? Weather the storm. Move on.
So you don't repeat the same thing twice.
That's the truth. That's the truth. Dutch, what's your absolute business no-no?
My absolute business. Were you talking to Dutch?
Yeah.
Don't try to play us, man. Please, man. You don't shit on the next man's lawn, man. You don't know what we're dealing with. You know what I'm saying? You don't know what's on our table, man.
Yeah.
Don't ever try to play us, man. We grown. We intelligent. We looking out for the best of our interests, man. We ain't trying to be played. We ain't trying to play nobody. We understand what's going on. Don't try to play us. Bottom line, man. We don't want to be played. We ain't trying to play nobody. We just trying to get our shit played. That's it.
That's what it is. That's what it is.
Keep going on that YouTube, too.
Sugary.
We want y'all to play that Welcome to Marcy, for real. You know what I'm saying? Act like you know.
Yeah, play that and everything else to come, man. There's a lot of things about to go down, man. Y'all beware. We coming soon.
That's what it is. Well, Money, yeah, what's your absolute business no-no, fam? Money, yeah, where you at, man? Money, yeah, what's your absolute business?
He in the building.
Money, yeah, you there? I hear Lil' Man. Lil' Man, you going to answer the question, Lil' Man?
So he going on the YouTube and typing in Welcome to Marcy.
Hey, yo. Why that Loyal V, man? What's your absolute business no-no?
Yo, don't turn into a coward and become a yes man.
Like that one, man.
Yeah. That's real stuff right there. Don't be a yes man. Don't be a yes man. Well, you know what I'm saying? I just want to say that it was an honor and a pleasure to have everybody on the show. You know what I'm saying? We got 9 more minutes left on the show. And we talked about the recap. We talked about the reform bill, talked about the abortion, the pros and cons of that whole situation with that. We had different opinions from different people, different facts. And we also had AK Chop and Dutch and Money L live in the building, part of the whole Marcy Project situation. And we also talked about, you know, the new upcoming things that they got going on. Definitely want you guys to support what they're doing. And, you know, we listen to some good music from them. And like I said, man, this is about building, and we want our people in general. I don't care if you're black, white, Hispanic. We want our people to grow. We want our people to learn. We want our people to be the employer. Stop being the employee. If you are working, work for a purpose, to be an owner of something. Have something to show for yourself. Work smart, not hard. You understand? And definitely make sure that once you get to a certain place in life, make sure you're able to pass down that knowledge to the next person and pay it forward, you know? Pass that knowledge or help that next man because somebody helped you. Remember that. Never forget.
Yeah, pay homage.
Pay homage, seriously, you know? That's some serious stuff, and I truly believe that 100%. And all I can say is that, man, I love all of y'all, man, you know? And we're doing it real big, and y'all better make sure that you log on to www.lushradioonline.com. Click on Listen to Lush Radio. Make sure that you integrate and interact with everybody that's on the line, on the show, and also with everybody that's on the website, all the different members. You got producers, artists, photographers, everybody on there, man. Don't forget Lush Radio Online. We do photos also, and we can be your own media crew. If you're an artist and you don't have your own media crew, you don't got nobody to get your quick drops for you, you don't got somebody to be your personal photographer for that night, holla at us. We got you. We here.
Yo, Lush, let me just say,
we have sponsor packages.
Let me just say, I love you too, Lush, and I love chicken. That's why I'm on my way to the chicken shack after this show.
Where my love at?
You know what? Talking about chicken, I got to refer to Chop. Hey, yo, Chop. Chop is tired of me laughing. Hey, yo, my man Chop was gone. How you gone and then you wake up and you guys and you eating chickens, huh?
Hey,
Jobs
here. Yes. Stop having me dying laughing, huh? I'm talking about this man was gone and nobody could wake him up, but he smelled that chicken and he jumped up, son.
Let's go.
Crazy right there, man. Yo, but I love everybody, man. That's what it is, man. We got the last couple of minutes. I love all of y'all, man. This is a family right here, and nothing will divide us, nothing will break us. And you know what it is? Together, you know, we're strong, divided, we'll fall. So, you know what I mean? Anybody that try to do...
Band, one sound.
You know what I'm saying? And this is my thing. Anybody that try to do some sidewinding stuff for anybody in my family and I hear about it or I hear some flugazi stuff, I will find you. I will check you. I will peep you out. I see you, okay? I'm real stealthy. You might not see me, but I see you, and I'm watching you every step of the way. Watch out now.
I got watchdogs, man. It's all over this internet. It's not even about the internet, man. What I do, I just be involved with everybody and try to help their project, but I just can't do it online. I'm in the streets for what I do. So shout out to everybody. We come in every hood. We got to do tours and buses and everything else that come. Maybe equipment vans for shows, live instruments, whatever, man. Whatever they want to see, man, we do it.
We here. And you know what I love
to
do?
And get done on HD.
We usually do this Friday, but, you know, since we got a whole line of people, we might as well say it. You know what I'm saying? If you on that flugazi stuff and you trying to play games, you already know what it is. Get the fuck out of here.
If you want some trying to come through the back door to get to any of us, you know what I'm saying, without going to the right person, you need to get the fuck out of here with that bullshit.
Fuck out of here.
Get them, Google.
Mine is if you don't go and Google Welcome to Marcy, because you can Google it now. Go Google Welcome to Marcy. If you don't do that tonight, get the fuck out of here. And do believe that Paula Perry directed the video, so Google Welcome to Marcy photo shoot. Those are my two get the fuck out of here if you don't do it tonight, bitch.
Hey, yo, Dutch, we should get the fuck out of here, about, fam. What Dutch at? He gone? What's your get the fuck out of here, about?
If they don't Google Welcome to Marcy, if they don't do that shit tonight, Manolo, kill that piece of shit.
He said that shit in front
of him. Diggy down. Yo, we gonna chop that out. Yo, we gonna make sure somebody on he needs some interns on that directly. Who got direct hits on chopping this show up tonight? I'ma download it to you, you fools. Download this shit and chop and screw this shit, man.
Oh, get the fuck out of here, man.
Yeah,
my
normal
kill that Peter Chet.
Oh,
already.
Shit.
Already.
Hey, yo,
on the show as soon as it's over.
Hey, yo, AK Top.
Wow.
AK Top.
Download on the show, son.
Out of here, man. We should get the fuck out of here, AK Top.
We should get the fuck out of here. Halfway producers trying to take control of artists' project.
No.
Stick yourself, Tony.
Oh, he said stick yourself. He said stick yourself.
Stick yourself.
That means really get the fuck out of here. Wow.
For real.
He said stick yourself.
Hey, yo, Money L, what's your get the fuck out of here about, fam?
I think Money L left us like 6 days ago.
What? Money L left us, man. Wow, son.
I think we had technical difficulty.
Hey, Loyal V, man, we should get the fuck out of here, man.
Hey, man, I'm going to just say, if you ain't fuck with this show today, you don't fuck with Lush, Future, Ebb, you don't fuck with that Marcy project, you a loser, nigga. Fuck out of here.
Okay.
Real
I talk. Like that one.
Yeah, man.
Real talk.
Yo, this is my last joint right here, man. I'm going to go in. I'm sorry. People might get mad at me after this one that I got to say right here.
Say it.
But if you a name dropper and you dropping my name and saying you doing contracts and all this crazy stuff, and if you out there co-signing and saying that you doing this and you doing that with people that you don't even know, my nigga, and if you out there saying you doing jobs and trying to get cash for their money, you know you ain't providing the job or the service you're supposed to do, get the fuck out of here.
Nigga, don't mess with Lush, man.
Don't play with me, man, because I will smack the mess out you. I don't care. But I try to be nice, though. I try to be nice. I do not promote violence on Lush Radio Online.
Stop fucking around with crusty lips. Put some chapstick on or some lipstick or some lip gloss.
We do real radio. We do real hip-hop. You know what I mean? You know?
That's what it is. Keep winning. Keep winning, man. No matter what, don't let nobody tell you that you can't do what you want to do, man. Do what you got to do, man. Survive in this world, man. The world is ugly. It's full of lions. It's full of dogs. It's full of crazy people, man. You got to survive no matter what it is, man. Be like enduring to the end, and you will get blessed, man. Do what you got to do. Real talk. Because this is Lush Radio Online. I don't do it for me. I do it for the people, the people's voice. People chose me, and I chose you, so I'm here for you. That's Radio Online, the double E's, educate and entertain. Real talk, man. Shout out to all the people that need, you know what I'm saying, some mouthwash, because your breath stink. You're stinky. Yeah?
Get everybody in your city to go on that YouTube, man. Welcome to Marcy.
Welcome to Marcy. It's a
hot
com. Welcome to Marcy. Google it. Google it right now. Welcome to Marcy. Right now. We out of here, man. Shout out to RC Evershow. Everybody that came through. Jersey, New York, Marcy, the whole crew, everybody. Swamp Team, Vinny Idol, Money L, you know what I'm saying?
Cookie.
Dutch, you know what I'm saying? ZDK, Cookie, you know what
I'm
saying?
I'm
Chop, everybody, you know what I'm saying? The whole squad. We here, man. Keep winning, man. I'm out of here, man.
Brooklyn.
I'm out of here, man. Brooklyn. And I'm going to tell all of y'all, man, if you ain't rocking with what the winners are, get the fuck out of here. We out of here, man.
They don't give a damn
fuck
about
out of here.
Fuck out of here.
You in the face when you down.
Yeah.
So many people doubted me. Well, I'm on time looking now.